Good morning, I'm Jacob Reimer. The NBA draft wrapped up last night with the second round, and it didn't take long for Ohio State guard Bruce Thornton to hear his name called. With the first pick of the second round, the Houston Rockets selected the four-year Buckeye captain after making a trade with the New York Knicks. Thornton is now the 57th Ohio State player to get selected in the NBA draft and the first since 2023. The Cavaliers had the 34th pick last night, and they grabbed Arkansas guard Malik Thomas. In baseball, the Guardians avoided being swept by the White Sox yesterday with a 4-3 win in 10 innings. Khalil Watson drove in three runs, including the eventual game winner. It wasn't the same story for the Reds as they were swept by the Brewers following last night 6-5. Both Cleveland and Cincinnati are off today. This update is sponsored by Ramos Roofing. Request your free roof or exterior assessment today at RamosRoofingOhio.com. Ramos Roofing, reliable, local, built right. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
T-Bone and Tyvis, can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Welcome in. Happy Thursday to you. What's up? I'm T-Bone. He is Tyvis. Good morning, Tyvis. Go to hell. How are you?
Wagwan. I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah. It's a good Thursday. Getting up early. Nice temps today. Feels good. I know there's supposed to be some rain later today. Tomorrow is supposed to be like just dumping rain, which sucks.
don't say it like
that. It's supposed to. It's bound to happen. I have put it out there.
Don't you like your grass being green?
I do. We do. You know what? This is a sign of getting old. We need the rain.
Mm-hmm.
I bless the rain.
Because, see, I did a lot of time in California where, like, it was brown.
Well, where they have wildfires. It gets so dry out there. Exactly.
It actually is kind of sad. Like, you'd be driving down the street and be like, wow, like, it's all, like, really brown.
Yeah.
It makes you kind of appreciate, like, the rain.
Yes. That's why they wrote that song, Toto, Africa. You ever heard that? Bless the rains down in Africa. You never heard that?
No.
Bless the rains, baby. Need them. Need some rain today.
They say it never rains in Southern California.
Yeah, well, that's a lie. It does rain. I've been there when it rains. I've been in Southern California for rain. I've been in Southern California for an earthquake. We were there.
Earthquake?
We were staying in.
I've been in like little ones.
That's what it was.
Maybe a year or two ago that happened around.
I think they have them.
And it was like, but it was very small.
It feels like they have them every so often. Yeah, like every couple years, there's one in California, and it's just like a minor. The one we had, I mean, this was 20 years ago, but we were out there in Simi Valley and staying with friends, and we were just like, we had gone out, done LA stuff all day, and then went back up to Simi Valley where they lived, right next to the Kardashians. We were just hanging out with them. Calabasas, that whole area.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You got money.
No.
Good for you, man.
So we stayed with them, and so we're there, and our friend Laura, she is the native Californian. Our other friend Chris, who got married to Laura, is from here, but he moved out there with her. Now I think they live in Texas, regardless.
Wait a minute.
She's from California.
Laura.
Laura, this woman from California.
And you can tell, because you're a Californian, you can like, oh yeah, they different. They from Cali.
Well, it wasn't that she was different. What I'm saying is, we're all sitting around watching TV and talking and just like eating snacks, just having a good time. She gets up and like goes and gets her phone and is sitting there kind of with a look on her face for a minute. She goes, I thought so. And we all said, what? And she goes, we just had an earthquake. And I'm like, yeah, right. We're all laughing at her. And she's like, no, you ever seen Jurassic Park? You know, when the T-Rex comes around and the water starts shaking? That's what my water was doing. And I knew we were having an earthquake because she's lived there her whole life and she's learned the signs.
It's nothing to her.
But we didn't even feel it.
Isn't California supposed to split off from the U.S.?
You mean like ideologically or just like physically? Like physically, the state will break apart.
Is that what they say?
They say all kinds of stuff. They also say like all those mountains out there, they're all dormant volcanoes. Like they could all, it's a just, ring of fire.
It could just erupt.
The ring of fire. Yeah.
It's just like the world was supposed to end like 13 years ago too.
2012.
Oh, yeah.
2012.
Didn't the Mayans
I forgot
say
about
that?
The Mayan calendar. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But she knew that there was.
Listen, I told when that happened, I said, listen, no, because I graduate this year. So you know what I did?
Oh, in high school. I was going to say, yeah. You didn't graduate college.
You know what I did? Just to ensure it, I graduated early.
Got out in December
of 2011. Yeah. I'm going to make sure I see my graduation.
Your college graduation was in 2012 because that's when you were getting on campus here. I knew that. But no, actually, there's been a lot of end of the world stuff. 2000. That you guys may be a little too young to remember this.
2000.
Y2K, baby. Oh, my God.
That was a thing?
Oh, it was a huge thing. It was. You're too young for that. That's why
Prince came out with 1999.
Yes, this party like it's 1999. Well, I don't
they
think.
They say 2000 party over. Oops, out of time.
Yeah. That's right.
That's what he means.
Yeah, that's what he means. But it turned out, I don't know if he knew this, but what it turned out was all the computers. When they built computers, were like, let's have the dating system be like, you know, for 1996, we'll just have it say 96, 97, 98. 96
was like, that's the last year of the millennials.
Right. But what they failed to think about was that, like, oh, when we get to 2000, it will go to zeros and the computers will all go back to like 1900. They won't be aware of 2000. We screwed this up. And so I remember my dad worked in like an IT department when I was a kid. That's like what his job was. He worked on computers. He had to go in December 31st that night and stay on the computers to be like, all right, we don't know what's going to happen. They all may crash. The whole thing was society may crash. Like airplanes might be in the sky, just drop out of the sky. Like missile ballistic systems will just start firing everything off because we don't know that all the computers will break. All hell's going to break loose.
What is the next?
And then nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened with Y2K.
Did we come up with another year that is supposed to be bad? Because so we had Y2K 2012. What's next?
Well, if you grew up in my churches, every year was the year. That the Lord was coming.
He's coming
and that
back.
Was the revelations. Get ready. Pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. You don't know what tribbing is. That's not what you're thinking. Stop it. That's a different thing entirely. But the tribulation, you don't want to be here for that.
And Rusty, like, I didn't know Y2K. I was six.
Yes,
I turned six,
I get
in 2000. No, I don't know what Y2K is.
Jacob Reimer.
I know what Y2J is. Chris Jericho, baby.
That's why he did that. Y2J was his riff on Y2K. Jacob Reimer is in for Dylan. Rhyme time. Again, I don't mean to like age shame. Were you alive in 2000?
Yeah, but I was like. Like fresh out. I was born in 99.
I get it. Right. You were the Prince baby. That's right. Exactly. Was he artist formerly known as by that point? Do you remember Tyvus?
I don't. You know, as crazy as
I remember when he came out with the symbol.
My dad
people lost
is a
their
huge
minds over that.
Prince fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prince's. I mean,
I was like his guy. So like when he died, I had to call and check on him. Like you good? Cause I know how you know.
Yeah, we had a guy who used to work here, Platinum Fox, who used to be the big boss around here.
Yeah.
Platinum Fox was like, he was a monster Prince fan, probably still is. But yeah, that's Prince had a chokehold on the entire world for a period of time.
Him and Michael Jackson had like little small beef. I didn't know that.
What was the beef?
Apparently, like Prince was coming up. And Michael Jackson kind of knew of him. Mm. So Michael Jackson like knew that his sound was like different. Mm-hmm. So like they invited him up on stage to sing and perform. And they said like because people didn't really know Prince and didn't know like his sound, it was different.
Yeah.
So when he performed, it was like the wrong crowd.
Oh, okay.
And Michael Jackson,
sure.
They say Michael Jackson set him up because they knew he knew that the crowd wasn't going to be feeling Prince.
I didn't know that.
This is what I hear.
I just watched the video. I find out about beef like that.
I literally just watched the video just like a week ago where I learned this. And so like he embarrassed them and like they had like a little small beef there.
And then that's when Prince caught him in the streets in Las Vegas slipping, right? And then got him with Suge Knight was involved.
You wasn't going to beat Michael Jackson now. Joe Jackson made sure them boys knew how to fight. They said that Michael Jackson beat up Tupac.
Did he really?
That's what I hear, allegedly.
Wow.
This is alleged.
This is all I didn't know all this about Michael Jackson. Was he?
Joe.
How tall was Michael Jackson? Because in my brain, he was like 6'3". I'm guessing I'm probably wrong on that. Let's but see. I don't know why. It says, I just, in my Michael head, Jackson, think he was tall.
I have 5'9".
I got 5'9", too.
Well, you know what? That's tall to me.
And Tupac, so that's, what, Tupac shorter than that?
Oh, I don't know what Tupac was.
Tupac was 5'9".
Dude, I promise you, though, we went up to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a few years ago.
Some say 5'11".
I got to go to the Rock Hall of Fame again, because I do like going up there. That's one of the gems of Ohio, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're lucky to have it. But, and I know, before you start, it's not all rock and roll up there. Who cares? Like, it's Music Hall of Fame. Just the name throws you off because Cleveland rocks and Cleveland is the home of rock and roll. But, like, just go up there for the Music Hall of Fame. There's tons of good stuff. But I remember we went up there and saw they had artifacts from Prince. And they had an outfit that Prince wore on, I don't know, some award show or something. And I promise you, when I saw this outfit, we had... I'm trying to think, my oldest was probably like 8 years old at the time, maybe 9. And we looked at her and looked at that outfit and said, this would fit her. Like, Prince was tiny.
I thought that's the reason why he wore the platform shoes.
Well, I'm sure he did try to give himself. That Super Bowl show
Prince
that he did.
Prince was 5'2". That's my mother's.
Did you guys ever watch, are you familiar with the Prince halftime show he did in the Super Bowl?
No, yeah, I'm not.
That was
in Miami. I feel like it was a place that rained.
Yeah.
Because, of course, he did Purple Rain, and it was like pouring down rain.
I'm trying to
think
who was playing in that Super Bowl.
I don't remember either.
I want to say it was the Patriots-Eagles.
Was it that one? I was trying to remember if it was that one or if it was the one that, because remember that rain, that Bears Super Bowl in Miami when I think Peyton Manning won with the Colts. That one.
Was that it? Let me see.
That one was rainy too, but
no,
I don't know if that was the same
one. I thought the Bears won that because Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff.
No. Are you crazy?
No, I'm making a joke.
That's just how it seems
because he took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown.
Hey, that was all they did. I got a national championship for Ohio State with Ted Ginn back in 2000. I remember one that happened there too where I was like, get ready.
They couldn't.
This is going to happen.
The Bears couldn't. They couldn't get no offense going.
Well, we'll figure out what halftime show was the Prince did.
It was the Bears Colts.
Yeah, it was pouring rain. And he came out and then like, I was mesmerized because I thought, how is this guy? Go watch it, Reimer. Seriously, like, go watch a clip of this. He's dancing around. He's moving. It's pouring rain. And somehow he's in platform shoes and playing guitar and it's pouring rain and he doesn't miss a beat. He's not playing to a track because he's Prince. That one. And then go look up the, there was another thing he did with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where they had all these guitarists out there. They're playing My Guitar Gently Weeps, and he just goes on an epic solo and shows up like every guitarist on the planet with his solo. It's crazy. I guess I'm a Prince fan too now, it sounds like. I'm not encyclopedic with the catalog, but I do like him. All right, so we got a lot to get to today. U.S. Men's National Team back in action. We'll tell you what the stakes are in that, but more importantly, also for us here locally, Bruce Thornton got drafted. We'll tell you what happened with it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Right now we're watching a crash at the intersection of Henderson and Olin Tangi. We've got crews blocking that intersection. Also seeing crews at the intersection of Sullivan and South Terrace Avenue. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
You know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berg.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your home of the Buckeyes.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy start for us today with wake-up temperatures in the 60s. And then as we head into the day, mostly sunny to partly sunny skies with highs in the mid to low 80s. We will see a chance of showers and storms for the second half of the day. And then for tonight, that could linger overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan. Tyvus has a bum wrist from playing football. Bone has a bum wrist from opening the heavy doors at Sheetz. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Spent the whole break watching Prince at the Super Bowl. God, it's good. We have a little of that audio. This is
purple guitar.
It's pouring down rain. Prince walks out. I believe this was in Miami, right?
Miami guard.
And the Colts ended up winning that game against the Bears. Correct. Sexy Rexy was the quarterback for the Bears, but Give me a little of that Prince audio. That was just, I mean, I don't know, man. This performance was, they had fireworks going off. It's raining.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain.
Taking them to church in the rain. I love it.
Love it. I don't want to one time see you laughing, babe.
Telling you, rhyme time.
Only want to see you laughing, yeah.
This is, you got to go watch this one, man. I don't know when he says it, but at some point on here, we don't have to keep playing it. But I'm sure YouTube will take this down in a second.
I never wanted to be your weekend love.
I'm telling you, there's a point where he has the guitar. He's like, let's see if I can play this guitar. And then he just rips off an epic solo where they pull up a curtain. Do you remember that? They pull up a giant curtain. They put a spotlight behind it. So you just see his silhouette with the Prince logo guitar. And he's ripping a solo. And it's all you see is a silhouette of him in the rain.
Are you saying that his halftime performance was better than Michael Jackson's? Who stood there for 15 minutes without moving?
Yeah, I would say that is better than that one. Now,
Michael Jackson started the halftime performances. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I do. Because it used to be like... bands and all that stuff.
You know why that happened?
No, why?
So the show In Living Color was a thing at the time.
I loved In Living Color.
It was very big and popular.
So what happened was
people would leave the halftime show at halftime or leave the Super Bowl at halftime and they go watch In Living Color and they would never flip back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So they said, well, what do we got to do something to keep people here? So they got Michael Jackson to do the halftime show, and Michael obviously was on top of the world. So
worked out pretty well, the halftime show since then.
Correct.
I'll tell you, though, I am so glad we have broken free of, because we had a run there for a while. This was like early 2000s, mid-2000s, where it was like, hey, here's a rock band from 30 years ago. They're all geezers. None of them, they're barely walking around, but you want to see them play? And of course, like...
No, they're not geezer, they're Weezer.
Stop.
Beverly Hills. That's where I want to be.
Hey, Tyvus, you know, speaking my language there.
The whites are good.
Thank you. Yeah, that's... No, I'm telling you, though, like, we had so many of these bands that they would be like, here you go, it's Rolling Stones, 30 years past when you should see them at the Super Bowl. Here they are, and they just... I don't know, man. If you like the Rolling Stones, that's great. But it feels like that was something that was done for the like 60 and over crowd who run the Super Bowl and who like run ad agencies.
That's why Jay-Z's in charge.
Right. Now we actually have someone who's like, why don't we get an artist that's current? That people actually may listen to currently around the world. And so.
So you liked, who did it last year?
Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Bunny was great.
You liked Bad Bunny?
I mean, I enjoyed it.
He didn't understand a word he said.
I understand, like, C. Okay. He had said okay a couple times. I was like, we're locked in. I got that one. Yeah. I know that one. No, but, like, I was in on that. I was in on the, like, L.A. hip-hop one that they did.
That was the best one they had.
That was fantastic.
That was the best one.
Yeah, that was great. There's another one. What was the last?
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar's was great. That's where we got
Drake.
So like many memes out of that one. Yes, I love that. Like I'm good with it.
Shakira.
Rihanna was. I think after the LA
Rihanna
one.
Was. Yep. That was the one where she was pregnant and she was up on the levitating platform, and I'm like, oh, be careful, God. I mean, for her obviously, but also you got the kid too, like. Could be bad news, but she knocked it out of the park. That was great. No, I'm a big fan of all that stuff. I'm a fan of Shakira because now as a World Cup fan, every four years we get Shakira doing another performance.
It was the best one.
No, I was watching that live though.
I did too.
I remember when that happened.
I'll never forget. That was the Patriots and the Panthers. I will never forget.
Yep. That was quite an interesting thing. Bring that back. Why not? So congrats to Bruce Thornton. He is now going to be joining the Houston Rockets. I'm trying to think. Who is our guy from the Buckeyes that has been there? Jayshon Tate has been there, right, for a while. I don't know if he's still going to be there this offseason.
Oh, I said he was there last year.
Yeah, he's been there the last few years, yeah. But so that'd be cool, like a couple Buckeyes joining forces. But yeah, apparently there was a trade, right? Rhyme time. You were one of eight people watching day two of the NBA draft last night.
And it was so confusing to follow because it felt like every pick there was it didn't feel like it. Every pick there was a trade that happened, including Bruce's pick, because and the graphics showed it and everything in the green room. It was supposed to be the Knicks pick.
Yeah.
And then as the pick is getting ready to happen, it's like, oh yeah, this is going to the Rockets, but they're still showing it as the Knicks pick, giving Bruce a Knicks hat and everything. But no, he's going to the Rockets.
So confusing.
It's dumb. It's so dumb. I don't know why. They're just so delayed and slow with getting all that information. It's
how are they delayed?
I don't know.
It got to go through them.
They've been doing this forever.
It's
ridiculous.
It's their pick. Like, it's the league. The league has to get the card and go, ah, yes, here we are. This is confirmed. Like, you know, we've seen all the draft specials with the NFL where it's like,
hey, traded. That's crazy.
Was it the Browns that they had the behind the scenes of where pick was traded last year? Or maybe it was I'm trying to remember now what it was.
No, that was
what team was it?
The Cowboys.
Oh, it was Cowboys, right. Because then Jerry was like, shut up, y'all. Hey, we got to make this pick. Hey, quiet.
Jerry was Steven.
Oh, Steven was, yeah. But they're like yelling like, quiet, we got to phone it in.
Was they trying to get Caleb down? Was it Caleb?
No. It happened 2 months ago.
For him.
They did trade up. They traded one spot,
didn't
they?
Okay, then it was Caleb down.
Yeah. But they were
they barely got it in. It was like 5 seconds on the clock or something.
But the NFL had to, it goes through an NFL office where they confirm, like, yes, we got your pick. You are on the clock. You traded it. And then they submitted the pick. They had to make the trade and then make the pick. Like, they made the trade. They're all high fiving. And that's when Stephen Jones was yelling at him, be like, shut up. We have to send the pick in now so we don't lose it. I don't know how the NBA can't get that straight.
Well, and they have, like, they'll do it. Like, the commissioner will come out like 5 picks later and be like, oh, there's been a trade. Bruce Thornton was traded to the Rockets with the 31st pick, and then the Knicks are getting whatever pick it was. Yeah. And it's like, we knew this 30 minutes ago because Shams is just constantly working.
Good for him.
They show him like after every pick because some kind of deal was made.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about, like, I don't mind that the news breakers break news about the draft. Like, I've never understood this whole thing of like, well, we got to keep these picks because the NFL has a big rule. The NBA doesn't want it out there. Screw them. If you're Shams, your loyalty is to your audience to get them information as quickly as possible. Now, if the NBA is telling you stuff and saying, we're telling you this so you won't report it, we just want you to be ready for it, that's different. He's not getting it that way. He's getting it from agents or from GMs or from front office people who are calling him saying, FYI, this is happening. This is done. I want that out there for my client. I want that out there for my team. So they do that. He posted. I don't blame him at all. That's all fine with me. How do you like the fit for Bruce Thornton?
I love it. I think that him going to the Rockets was great. Obviously, Fred VanVleet was hurt last year, so we didn't get a chance to see him. And the guard play was the one thing that team was missing the most. I think it gives them an opportunity to, you know, compete for that spot. Obviously, they're probably going to go with Fred VanVleet if he's healthy this season. But to have a guard come off the bench, he's a guy that, you know, the Rockets can trust. He's a guy that's going to give you everything. He can score. He can pass. He can get rebounds and all those things. So I think it's a perfect role for him. You know, maybe he can become one of those six men off the bench. You know, him and Is Reed Shepard there?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, having like guys like that, and you know, anytime you get to play alongside a great like Kevin Durant, I mean, you know, that's kind of what you want as a young guy. So to me, I love the fact that he was able to go to the Houston Rockets. I do. I really like that fit for him.
Reimer?
I'm taking it that like he's going to play right away.
That's what
I
think.
Like, they don't trade up to the very first pick of the second round to just not take some random guy. Like Bruce is going to get some run with the Rockets, and that's great for him. I couldn't believe it. I got like a notification from Ohio State Hoops that like he got like that he was league ready, and I was like, wait a second, like this is happening right now? Like Bruce is about to be the first pick of the second round, and like I knew he was projected like in that like 35-40 range or like 35-50. I didn't expect it to be that early, which is great for him.
To your point, it doesn't feel like he's going to be playing on a G League team for most of the year and being like little 10-day contracts and stuff like that. It feels like they want him on the roster. They're going to give him every chance to make the roster.
They don't have any point guards. The backup point, the guy who played point guard last year was Amen Thompson?
Yeah.
She's not a one.
Not a one.
Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah, exactly right. So I like that too. I'm happy for Bruce, and I think that's really cool. Hopefully he gets to have a nice long NBA career. I'm rooting for him in that regard. All right. So the U.S. men's national team, they are playing today. Some will tell you this is a meaningless game. I'm going to tell you why it's not in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Thursday. Still watching crews clear out a crash at the intersection of Henderson and Olentangy River Road. We've got EMS on scene working to clear that out now. Also watch for crews at Sullivan and South Terrace Avenue. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. T-Bone would like to take a second to remind everyone that Eddie George is awesome and that Ronnie James Dio was an American treasure. And that pickles are gross. Thank you. Here's T-Bone and Tyvus.
All right, the list coming up today, top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We will do that. It is best kids movies for grown-ups. I think it's the way we're phrasing that. Best kids movies for grown-ups. Now, what does that mean to you and me? Well, we have Toy Story 5 coming out now. It's out now.
It's out.
Came out. Yeah, it's already out.
Came out last Friday.
That's right. Yeah. My kids have been bugging me to see it this week. So, yeah, it's already out. We haven't gone and seen it yet, but we will. But I, you know, Toy Story's great. I think this is a topic that matters, especially to all of us now being dads. Reimer is here today filling in for Dylan. You're a dad. Obviously, your little girl's very, very young. Not at the age yet where she's probably watching a lot of movies, kids' movies. Yeah. But just wait. There's going to be some movie that has some annoying song in it that you're going to get stuck in your head for months at a time.
I think she's already a fan of Nemo.
Nemo's good.
Like, we've put that on to kind of help her relax, especially Dory's Reef Cam on Disney Plus.
There you go.
She's fussing. So, yeah, like, she's going to be a big fan of Nemo,
I
think.
You know what I watch? All the princess movies. They on repeat on Disney Plus.
Frozen, Moana.
Every last one of them.
Yeah.
Moana, Princess and the Frog.
Oh, Princess and the Frog is great.
Rapunzel?
Rapunzel.
Which
good.
One is Belle on?
Felt like Trump there. I was like, Rapunzel's
Beauty
good.
Beauty and the Beast.
We love her hair. She's great hair.
Rapunzel's good. Beauty and the Beast. I don't watch the live version, the cartoon version, the new version, your version, my version. It's ridiculous.
Did you ever see the mini series Beauty and the Beast?
Probably. Or
it was like a TV. It was a TV show at one point in the 90s. Very creepy. But yeah, all right. So we got plenty of ideas. We're all dads here. We're gonna whittle down some of the best movies as a parent. If you have to suffer through watching kids' movies, these are the best ones to kind of get your kids onto. We'll talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. But yeah, today U.S. men's national team. I say today. It's almost. It feels like. What, 18 hours from now? It's 10 p.m. tonight. We're going to have this game where they're playing Turkey.
The U.S.?
U.S. is playing Turkey.
At 10?
At 10? Yes, 10.
Oh, I didn't watch it not a second.
Dude, I will because I'm a psycho.
You going to stay up.
Oh, I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go to bed early, get up and watch it. And then we'll see what tomorrow's show's like. I might just right,
let me bring my duffel bag tomorrow because I see where this is going.
Yeah, but here's the thing. U.S. won their first two games. They have won the group. Is your watch talking to you right now?
Yeah,
yeah. Just suddenly a woman was talking from that side of the desk. And I was like, what's going on?
I had to check to make sure it wasn't my phone or something.
I don't know what it was. All right. So tonight they're playing Turkey, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as Turkey. So they are this. Turkey is already eliminated. U.S. is already guaranteed the number one spot in this group. They've won the group. So here is a little bit of an interesting rub with this, because this game, they can lose it 8-0. Nothing changes for them. They can win it 8-0. Nothing changes for them. Okay. It's the other, you know,
it's a meaningless game.
That's where I think we have to watch what we say, because as a longtime U.S. soccer fan, I don't feel like tonight's game is meaningless at all. One, it's a World Cup game.
You want to go undefeated?
Well, yeah, there's that. I think that would be really cool to go out and go undefeated. But here is a little bit of drama with this game tonight for the U.S., okay? They have only played, national teams don't get to play a ton with the players on the field, just like in the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. You bring the team together, they have to learn how to play with each other. The same thing here in the World Cup. This team had not been playing well in the last year under Mauricio Pochettino. He had tried a lot of different lineups, trying to find a lot of different combos, working through a process to get the right guys on the field. Now, the last two games, they've looked really good. So there's a rub here. Do you put the line out, the same lineup out there again because you want to keep continuity? You want to get these guys a little bit more play. You want to at least keep that vibe going.
The almighty competition of rest versus rest.
Right. Or do you rest these guys, protect them all from injuries, make sure you don't risk anything of this brilliant continuity getting messed up by a fluke injury that can happen anytime you're playing pro sports, and go out instead with mostly backups, guys who have earned a right to be on this national team. They've earned a right to play in this World Cup. Their teammates will love seeing them get some play, and it protects a lot of your star players from possibly getting injured. Which way would you go, just in general, if you were a coach and you had to make this type of decision, Tyvus? That's a tough call tonight.
It is a tough call because I'm more of a fan. I think the body is trained a certain way. You know, it's trained to go, you know, when it's time to get out there on the field. I would say, I think it's, if somebody's dealing with like a lingering injury or something like that, then you probably rest that person.
Yeah.
But if they're 100% healthy, I would just let them play because the injury thing, I feel like you're going to watch a bunch of games. Nobody's going to get hurt because you're competing. Like, your body's used to competing. Like,
yeah.
I think it's when you're lenient and you're trying not to get hurt, that's when you get hurt.
Well, let me ask you, though, obviously you played. I don't know how many times you were in situations like this, right?
Where
your brain knows.
Meaningless game.
Well, where your brain knows this, I don't have to go full. Like, let's say it was a blowout and you're still in the game for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Could you ever, as a player, did it ever kick in that it's like, we're up 35 to nothing against...
I remember the first time it happened to me, and I got cussed out because of it. This is what happened. So this would be 2013. 2013, I was playing nickel, right? I was starting nickel for Ohio State. We were playing Penn State at home. It was I was wearing pink, so it must have been the breast cancer game.
Okay.
And... We start blowing Penn State out. I don't remember how much we was up by. We was blowing them out. So the starters came out, but they wanted me to eventually start playing safety. So they said, Tyvus, starters is out. Although you start nickel, we're going to push you back. You're going to play nickel you're going to play safety for the rest of the game. So I'm in there with the twos, blah, blah, blah. And I think it was Allen Robinson, I want to say. He caught this pass. He caught this like screen and like took it like 50 yards to the house or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever. Like, it is. We hope it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I got to that sideline, and I remember it was CJ Barnett. He pulled me to the side. He said, listen here, because I'm going to be gone after this season. So I'm going to teach you this lesson right now. I don't care who in the game. You never, ever let somebody just score like that. Y'all just kind of gave up on that. You got to hold everybody out there accountable. Like, and it's going to be on you to get them right.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, is that serious?
Yeah, it is.
But he was like, yeah, that's it. Yes, it is.
Well,
so it was that damn moment. That was the first time that like the experience hit me. It was like, no matter to me. And yeah. It was like, no, it is a big deal.
Well, that's why I think tonight with this USA-Turkey game, like it's like a philosophy thing almost in sports. Like, it obviously matters in the sense that this is the U.S. national team. It's a big honor to get to play for them. And for longtime U.S. soccer fans like myself, it is unbelievable. It's a pinch me thing to be able to say, we don't even have to watch this game. It's inconsequential. To tell a U.S. soccer fan, one of the three group stage games in the World Cup don't even matter. Like, the teams that get to usually say that are named Brazil. You know, England might have one of those. Yeah. Or like the Netherlands. Like, the soccer powers get to say that stuff. Argentina with Lionel Messi. That's not something the U.S. gets to experience.
Was Christian Pulisic playing?
Well, this is it. So he's been injured.
He's been injured.
They said yesterday he's full go in practice. He will be available for selection today.
Well, he has to play.
I would guess they'll put him out there for like 30 minutes.
Can we get Max out there?
Max Arfston may play, right? What I'm saying is, as a U.S. soccer fan, it matters to me that they're out there on that field. It matters to me that, like, I get to watch this team that I rarely get to see play in a World Cup. It only happens once every 4 years. I'm still excited to watch this game. I want them to win it 5-0. I don't know if they will. I want everybody.
So you're going to watch it from 10 to midnight.
Number one priority is keep everybody healthy. And then make sure none of the guys with yellow cards get another yellow card so they don't get suspended or anything. But beyond that, yeah, go out there, put the best lineup you can out there, go win the game, and I'm going to savor every moment of it as a fan.
How often is injuries in soccer?
I mean, they can happen at probably, I mean, at least a couple times a game, someone gets like a pretty good knock, and then they might play through, and then you find out after the game, oh yeah, he was hurt, and he's going to be fighting to get back on the field for the next game. Sometimes adrenaline, you know, they'll stay
when
in
When is
it.
The next game?
The next, that's good. I think it's July 1st, so is that Wednesday?
They okay, will, so they got time.
I'm pretty sure they will be locked in, if I'm not mistaken. The U.S. is locked in to play Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Yeah, with Qatar last night decided that.
Yes, the winner of that game is who the U.S. ended up playing, because if it ended in a tie, it would have been someone else. But it ended in a win. They played the winner, Bosnia-Herzegovina. Again, very winnable game for the U.S. to get them out of the round of 32. But tonight, take care of Turkey, and then worry about that next. All right, we'll hit the break. When we come back, I've got some awkward audio to play for you. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are watching crews clear out a crash at the intersection of Henderson and Olentangy River Road. Watch for crews blocking lanes over there. Everything else right up to speed. I'm 10TV's Amy Stuckerwald with your fan traffic
details.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show.
But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, the Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand.
You have no excuses. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Tyvus played in some of the biggest stadiums in the world.
T-Bone has eaten some of the biggest pizzas in the world.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Being a four-year guy, it definitely helped me. The experience of just going through college, just going through life, the stuff that you just go through, it definitely helped me prepare to talk to grown men at this level. But I feel like the experience I have at Ohio State going to prepare me to be the best player I can be as a Houston Rocket.
There you go. That is Bruce Thornton. He just got drafted last night. First pick of the second round. The Rockets traded up to get him. Kind of awkward, the NBA draft, second night. It was all trades all the time. But Bruce goes essentially right there after the first round. Probably means he's going to have a good look from this Rockets team. So we're excited for him on that. I think that's pretty cool. But
yeah, he's getting with Kevin Durant. That's a nice player to learn from, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so, right? Slightly different games for the two of them, right? Yes. One of them is a guy who's, 6'11", can shoot from anywhere on the floor. Bruce can obviously pull from anywhere on the floor, but it's funny because he had the Knicks cap on at first.
Yeah.
And a guy who clearly just won an NBA title as an undersized guard, right?
That's
Jalen Brunson. Like, there was, when I, at first hearing that, it's like, well, I guess if he went to New York, there'd be, you could have another bulldog there in their backcourt that could pop in. Not that Jalen Brunson's going to need a lot of breathers, but
yeah.
If they had taken him, I would have seen that as being like a great spot for him too. But
I did kind of like view their games very similar just because they kind of play that big body style for a guard. Like Brunson at Villanova, like he was, and still does now, like he always takes smaller guards into the post and uses his frame to get to a turnaround jumper or just back him down into the basket and gets a bucket that way. Bruce did that a lot at Ohio State. That was something that was one of his specialties, I'd say.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have a long way to go to getting like to an NBA level of his game because just, Bruce Thornton. He's going to be at a size disadvantage. Obviously, teams, if he plays defensively, are going to try to isolate him in that regard too and single him out. But still, if anybody can do it, it's him. And we were just saying how
he's a scrappy guy.
Well, got a chip on his shoulder all the time.
A little guy named Jalen Brunson, who last I checked had a little chip on his shoulder. Everybody said he's too small to do this or that or the other thing. Can't win with him.
And you know who they compare? Who in this draft they say could be like Jalen Brunson?
Who's that?
Darius Acuff.
Yeah. Ooh, I like Darius.
Yeah.
Acuff. I like his game. I
know he's had a sneaky good draft.
I root for the Kings, man. I just like that. That dude is a certified bucket getter.
As someone who roots for a team here in Columbus in the Blue Jackets that I feel like a lot of the NHL treats like NBA fans treat the Kings, I am rooting for the Kings. Like, I hope that they are good because it would be nice for that fan base for a long time to actually have some success. They're in Sacramento.
They're in Vegas now.
Well, they're going to be in Vegas. They're playing in Sacramento now.
They're playing in Sacramento right now.
Yeah, but I think I'm rooting. I would root for the A's fans. I don't root for the A's ownership. I don't like them moving the team. That's BS in my opinion. But
it's the way he did it.
Well, yeah, it's the way he did it. The way he got the team was his dad founded the Gap and then made a bunch of money in Banana Republic and all that stuff, and then was like, here you go, son, let's buy a team together. And now son, who's done nothing with his life, is like, I'm going to move the team to Las Vegas. Meh. And then that's, and then thanks, you screwed over all the fans. Good job. Like, I don't like, what's his name? It's like John Henry or something like that. What is his name? John Hunt, something Hunt. I can't remember. He's an idiot is what I know. The owner of the A's, he sucks. I don't like him.
His name is John Fisher.
John Fisher. All right. John Henry. John.
We're like competing to see who can pull this up quicker.
We're at the same time. My three remaining brain cells are competing for oxygen, apparently, because it's not working out well for me this morning. All right. So this was from the NBA draft a couple nights ago. They were showing old highlights of, you know, the players that they have on the dais, all the different commenters they have, showing highlights of them getting drafted. An awkward exchange happened with Jay Williams, Kenny Smith, and Richard Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm going to play the audio for you. You're going to hear Kevin Nagandi kind of set this up, and he's asking Jay Williams. They're showing a clip of him getting drafted out of Duke, where he was, what, the second player taken overall?
I believe.
In that draft?
Correct.
And he got a loud ovation. So this is the question that starts it all off, and then you'll hear Richard Jefferson and Kenny Smith both have some things to say about Jay Will's career.
Why such a big ovation for you? Was there something?
That was loud.
Chicago, I don't know. Well, you know, most of the people that went to Duke are from New Jersey, New York. So,
well, they also didn't see the future coming, so they were cheering kind of preempt. Sorry, I apologize.
Wow. Hey, listen.
Kenny.
The guy was a unbelievable talent. You know,
he was okay in college. He was okay.
And his career trajectory would have been a lot different if he didn't like motorcycles. Yes, that's on record. I wrote a book about it. Yes.
I try to beat everybody to the punch.
Yeah. I guess everybody that goes to Duke isn't that smart. Wait, he wrote a book about it. I'm agreeing with him.
If you can't be that smart, if you write a book. But anyway.
All right, so there you go.
That's dumb.
Yeah, it is. It is. But here's what I'm going to, how did this make you feel, Tyvus, when you saw it? Let's start there.
At first, I was like, it's not like, it wasn't that bad unless the world has painted it out to be. It wasn't that. It seems like it's just a little jab between friends. That's kind of how I looked at it.
That's what I thought, too, when I first saw it. Because I think, what do they say about comedy? Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's not like he was standing in the hotel room as Jay Williams wrecked his motorcycle and he's like, ha, you're never going to play again. Ha! Like, he wasn't like standing in his hotel, like Stone Cold Steve Austin with Vince McMahon. Like, that's not what was happening there, right? Like, he's actually 20 plus years on pointing out something that everyone knows about Jay Williams.
It's been a long time past that. It should be fine. Like they know each other, right?
They do know each other.
So I thought it was just a joke amongst friends.
So that was what I thought too. Then yesterday, Jay Williams went on with Front Office Sports and did a podcast with them where he was interviewed, and he had this to say about the exchange.
For me, it was extremely uncomfortable. I've known RJ. Obviously, our history dates all the way back to playing against each other in the 2001 National Championship. Him and I are cool people. I think sometimes ribbing can go a little bit too far. People were comparing it to the Kevin Hart roast. Things like that sometimes happen on TV. You deal with it in real time. I tried to stay above it, frankly. I didn't want to get back into the jousting back and forth. One of the things I hated about the moment is that, you know, a lot of times things get said and it becomes a viral moment, but I don't like when the viral moment becomes about me when I'm there talking about these young people where the moment was about them, you know. Yes. And when I get people from the crowd that are people I care about that are getting drafted in their families and they're reaching out to me asking me if I'm okay, I'm like, no, it's not about me, it's about you. This is your night.
Okay. All right, on that last point only. All right, stop. You're not getting calls. Are you telling me AJ DeBance's mom or dad was calling you and be like, hey, sorry, my kid just went number one overall, but
are you okay?
Like, I don't think that's happening, but the rest of that I think is something that is worth listening to. Like, if you are working, like us, Tyvus and I working together, we've been working together for a year now. Tyvus knows and Dylan knows when he's here. Rhyme Time hopefully knows it, even when he's filling in. Like, if I say something that steps over a line as a host, you're absolutely... Anybody on this show, welcome to come to me going to them and say, hey, I don't think that was cool. Please don't do that again. That's a normal thing that happens. Happened at various times when Mike and I worked together, Common Man and T-Bone back in the day. Like we, you know, you have that over years and years of working together.
Oh, yeah.
When it happens, though, sometimes it happens in front of the audience where, like, you try a joke, you're just trying to kid around. I don't think there was any malicious intent there.
No.
That was just guys goofing around.
First
and unfortunately,
of all, if you know Richard Jefferson, then you know, like, that's not, he's not even that type of guy. Like,
well, he gets made fun of all the time, too. Yeah. Like, he makes fun of himself. Other people make fun of him. He gets, how many ball jokes has Richard Jefferson had to deal with in his career? Yeah. Right? I mean, it's like the first thing everybody says. What I found interesting was that the next morning, Jay Williams is on a pod. Maybe it was already scheduled that he was going to do an interview. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it does seem a little interesting that he's like, yeah, I want to go ahead and just air this out and say how uncomfortable it made me. Like, that's a weird thing that he would. It's not on him to have the right reaction there. He's the one who kind of got attacked. But I just seem like I wonder if he went to those guys and said this and said, hey, guys, don't joke about that. I don't like that. Or if he just didn't say anything and then went on a podcast and now that's gone viral. That adds to the problem.
Well, first of all, he did wrong. If he if the opportunity presented itself for him to say, hey, by the way, I didn't like that.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Especially while we're sitting there. Like, as a man to man, we sitting right here. The cameras is off. We ain't going to do it for the internet. But man to man, like, that, I didn't like that. That's how you're supposed to handle that.
Right.
But if he didn't do that and then ran to the podcast and did that like that, That's not great.
Also, I think Kevin Negandhi's escaping all kinds of criticism here because Kevin Negandhi starts this all off by saying, yeah, why were these people cheering for you? And it's like, Kevin Negandhi, were you not old enough to remember? This dude was an awesome college basketball player.
Who, Jay Williams?
Yeah. He's looking at Jay Williams like, why are they clapping for you, Jay Will? And it's like, that's actually kind of the most egregious attack of all of it, where it's like, do you not remember this guy playing? Like, he was actually the deal. We all know why they were cheering for him, because as both those guys correctly pointed out, no one knew he was going to wreck his motorcycle.
He was going to be the next, because, I mean, Jordan was gone, so, like, he was, like, the next.
He was one of those guys that was getting like, oh, man, you just wait till this guy gets to the league. And
right.
There was a lot of hope put on him. And then, of course, obviously, it didn't work out for reasons we all know. But, yeah, I feel like it was an attempted humor that went the wrong way, and maybe the better way to handle that would have been everybody afterwards to apologize privately, have the discussion privately, and then move forward. Maybe that happened. I don't know. The list coming up next, top five kids movies for grownups. We'll do that when we get back. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Thursday. Still watching crews clear out a crash at the intersection of Henderson and Olentangy River Road. Also seeing busy traffic out in New Albany on 161, right near that 62 exit. I'm Penn TV's Amy Sagerwald with your fan traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Jacob Reimer. With the first pick of the second round in the NBA draft, the Houston Rockets selected Ohio State guard Bruce Thornton. The Buckeyes' all-time leading scorer says he wasn't looking for a specific team and is excited to play for the Rockets.
For me, I'm not picky at all. Like, whoever wanted me and give me a kid from Fairburn, Georgia, the opportunity, I would be very blessed and very grateful. I'm so thankful for the Houston Rockets just taking a chance on me, and I'm going to do everything I can in my power to be the best player I can be for the Houston Rockets.
Thornton is now the 57th Ohio State player to get selected in the NBA draft and the first since 2023. The Cavaliers had the 34th pick last night, and they grabbed Arkansas guard Malik Thomas. In baseball, the Guardians beat the White Sox yesterday 4-3 in 10 innings. As for the Reds, they fell to the Brewers last night 6-5. This update is sponsored by Turbo Track Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at Turbo Track Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Two men who both know the value of a good hat.
You're bald!
This is Bone and Tyvus.
I don't know what that was.
Or me laughing?
No, my microphone just had a little... Look at that. It's making noises over here. It's crazy. We've got the list coming up in mere moments. We were talking about the awkward exchange there between Jay Williams. That dude was such a baller back in high school.
Yeah, I was
college,
sitting over
here
watching some of his highlights. Even like the little bit he played with the Bulls, I was like, yeah, he was a bucket getter for sure.
No, man, like he was on a trajectory to be, I don't know where his career would have ended up, but I feel like, I mean, at the high end of his career, could have been like a Chris Paul level guy. You know what I mean? Like someone that you looked at and said,
well, Chris Paul isn't, he's the point guard, so.
Okay. That could have been this guy. Like I'm saying, that's where he was headed before the accident. And I can't imagine what it does to your psyche when you have a career like that in front of you and then it all gets taken away because of, yeah, I mean, an admittedly dumb decision, maybe, to, like, you know,
get on ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if getting on a motorcycle is dumb, but like,
crash a motorcycle.
Yeah, without a helmet. He ran
and
into
Kellen Winslow.
Kellen Winslow had a lot of issues, one of which was that he was caught in a parking lot of a grocery store or something.
He was watching
adult films and then, yeah, having a moment with himself.
Riley
basically.
Reed.
Well, and then what was crazy, I don't know if she was on there or not.
She's a porn star.
Thank you, Dustin. But that when the cops came up to him and said, what are you doing? He said, oh, sorry, I'm looking for the Boston Market, which led to one afternoon show in Columbus for the last like 13 years saying, I'm going to Boston Market, and using that as a euphemism for other things.
Self-love. Practicing self-love.
Yeah. Then Kellen Winslow Jr. did a whole bunch of other things that are way beyond all that, yeah, and he's in jail now.
Yeah.
Kellen Winslow Jr., to be clear. Kellen Winslow Sr., not in jail. So there you go, for whatever that's worth. In the Hall of Fame, if I'm not mistaken. Kellen Winslow Sr.
Yes. But I believe Junior crashed a motorcycle. I believe Ben Roethlisberger also.
Roethlisberger crashed it. And he hit his head, I believe, on like a windshield or something, I feel like. And had like an injury. Because I remember there was a thing with him not wearing a helmet or something like that. So it was, Anyway, don't
do that.
Ride a motorcycle if you want to. Just don't be an idiot on it. That's the thing, right? You got to be careful on those things, because especially if you're a star athlete, you could lose your entire career. So I should probably read his book, because I wonder what he would say about Jay Williams. He said he wrote a book about it. I wonder what he had to say about now, and if I could go back and do it, would you ever get on that motorcycle again?
He probably
I would guess I the answer is no.
I'm about to say.
Well, you know, some people though will say, like, I wouldn't change a thing.
He's a liar.
I'm with you. When people say that, I think you're a liar when you say that.
The only person that says that means it is me when it comes to me going undrafted. I wouldn't change it.
Really?
I wouldn't change it. I think me going to the Seahawks was one of the best things that happened to me.
Yeah, but what if they took you in like the first round and gave you the money?
That's different.
Yeah, you wouldn't mind that. You wouldn't change going to the Seahawks.
Correct.
Is what you're saying. But you wouldn't mind a little extra cash if you'd gotten signed.
Well, I mean,
as like a second round pick.
If NIL was a thing, I wouldn't have had to leave in the first place.
Oh, we know. That is, see? And that's the beauty of NIL. That's exactly right.
The best, the worst, and sometimes even the dumbest. It's all here on The List.
Sponsored by Baths R Us. Go to BathsRUs.com to schedule your free estimate. Baths R Us, where dreams soak in.
All right, The List topic today. Top 5 kids movies for grown-ups. We're all dads here. All of us are going to have to watch kids movies, or have watched a ton of kids movies.
Mario, hilarious. Top 5 kids movies for adults. Rocky 1-5, Rambo 1-2.
Yeah. That's, you know what? I did see, because I was looking up some lists.
Hey, I'm for that.
Them is not no kids movies.
It's funny though, because growing up, my dad would absolutely let us watch like Delta Force or movies like that.
Oh, I would too, for sure.
Like, that would, like, if it was R-rated for violence,
yes,
and it was like,
oh,
that, we could
game.
See violence all the time. But like, if there was even a hint of boob, no chance.
No,
like,
they
we
would
were
tell,
not. No, that's out.
Mines was like, turn your head.
Yeah,
it's about to happen. Turn your head.
Turn your head. Close your eyes. I'll tell you when to open them.
I'm telling you, my household, my mom, whenever like a Victoria's Secret commercial would come on, she would run for the remote, or she would tell my dad, Rod, and then like he would grab it and then be flipping away. Just like 30 seconds, Mom. We're just teenage boys. We can't see Victoria's Secret Angel walking across the stage.
Just imagine if you was a kid and the Janet Jackson thing happened.
I was. I mean, I was like 18 or 19 when that happened.
My dad was like, he turned to me, he go, did you see that? And I said, I sure did.
Didn't miss it. So actually, it's funny because Alex in the chat, movies that he brought up for kids movies. Let's get your thoughts on these. Kid movie for adults, Shrek. I think Shrek still watchable today.
Shrek is a great movie.
Shrek's a great movie. A lot of us were kids when it came out.
Face.
Yes, right. Yes. There were all those jokes in it, but it's still great. Your kids can watch it and it's fine. So like Shrek's good. He put The Incredibles on there. Incredibles is on my list. I love the, what's her name? Edna? The woman who creates the suits? You know,
yeah,
when they figure out.
It's been so long since I've seen
you.
Yes, my super suit.
Oh, yes, right? Yeah. Like, I mean, The movie itself is fast-paced. It's action. It's funny. And there's like moments that just genuinely get some humor out of it for adults. But kids can like watch that all day.
The Secret Life of Pets.
You know what?
You
I think I've only watched that one. My kids never got into that one.
That movie is hilarious, man. It's so funny because at the Kevin Hart roast, Cat Williams goes, Kevin Hart didn't even play a black rabbit.
Yeah. I like that that movie got Kevin Hart caught out in a roast. I think that's hilarious. So, yeah, I haven't seen that movie maybe once. I remember it being funny.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. It definitely was funny for sure.
How do we feel about one of the other ones Alex brought up was The Emperor's New Groove?
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
one. I love The Emperor's New Groove. I thought that was a great movie. I remember watching that when I did not have kids, and I went... Me and some other friends, we just went to see it in the theaters, and we laughed. And then I remember getting it on DVD and loving it. I had that not with kids.
Moana.
I get a lot of heat with my fellow co-hosts on the Buckeye Show that Cars 2 is not a good movie, and I love Cars 2.
I don't know if I've seen Cars 2.
The spies and Mater's a spy, and they're doing the races overseas.
I forgot all about that.
Grand Prix.
Cars 3 came on TV like 2 days ago, and I was sitting there watching it. It's crazy.
Beam and Austin just are haters for Cars 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. See, I said
it's the worst sequel ever.
I don't remember Cars. To be fair, I didn't watch it a ton. I remember Cars, and I feel like I've seen Cars 3 more than I've probably seen Cars 2. We've also been to Disney World, Art of Animation, that resort that they have there, like one of the hotels, where like there's a part of it that is just all car stuff, and they have the full size like mock-ups of what these cars would look like if they were real. And as an adult, I walked past that and it blew my mind.
And they had Mater.
They had Mater. They had like every character. They had them all sitting out there.
Cars 2, Mater was all about the pistachio ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Wasabi.
Well, all of us have...
No, wasabi.
All of us have daughters.
It has turned.
So that means that... How do you feel about the sing-along movies? The Moanas, the Encanto,
High School Musicals.
It depends.
My kids
see High School Musicals.
High School Musical. I mean, when I was a kid, like... That was when, like, Disney was at its peak to me.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
It was 100%. Like, they would tease on Disney. We're releasing a new movie on Disney, and you got to watch it, like, for, like, 2 weeks. And then when it finally came on that Friday night, it was cool.
I would get together with some of my fellow classmates
and watch those when they would premiere.
Wow.
But, like, now... Like,
I'm going to say it's a little nerdy.
It's fine. It's good.
It's a little nerdy. I'm just going to say, like, hey, guys, you want to go watch the new... which movie was this when we were doing this for, like, Toy Story 2? 3?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, those are Pixar, I guess. But, like, I'm just saying, I feel like every generation does that, though, with, like, all the kids' movies when I was a kid were the best. Because I would say the same thing about, like, Lion King and, you know, Aladdin and Little Mermaid, stuff that, like, that was what was going when I was a kid. Your stuff is, like, Tyvus, a little different age group. When you were a kid, your movies you feel like were the best. I get that.
Lion King, Aladdin, Hercules.
Those are when I was, well, at least
Space
Lion King
Space Jam.
Ones. Oh, yeah. Yes.
The Space Jam count in this?
It does.
I'd say so, yeah.
Oh, well, then that's number one of all time.
Yeah, I think it's, we got to set a line of, like, we can do live action movies.
What about Sandlot?
Sandlot's, oh. That's a great movie.
Would that fit
this category?
I think it would because it's a kids. It's made for kids. Yes. It's got kids in it.
For some odd reason, I watch that every like 4th of July. Around the 4th of July, yeah. I always
We got the fireworks scene. In
yeah, that. That's probably
yeah. That yeah. one is that yeah. one is fan. Well, and Wendy Peppercorn and like that whole scene is great. Like the whole
Squints
is a dog. Did he end up marrying her
in real life?
No, like in the movie.
Yes, they do. Yeah. I was going to say the actors did what?
Right. Oh, that's a little Bill Belichick thing reverse.
Hey, well, yeah. All right. So you keep submitting those. We'll keep talking about them throughout the day. Cause there's so many of these movies. There's one of the ones that's near and dear to my heart is The Rocketeer, but I don't even know if it qualifies. Cause it's like, it's all grownups. And I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, but like
what movie?
The Rocketeer. It was a Disney movie. It's about a guy who finds a jetpack and he flies around. He actually fights Nazis. Like I don't think I have. Dude, The Rocketeer back in the day. That was my jam.
Johnny,
but
Johnny
I watched
Tsunami.
It as a kid. It was like PG.
But, yeah. You know what? First movie Tsunami watches, Johnny Tsunami.
That should, there you go.
There it is.
The one you have to do.
You named him after it, clearly.
All right, I don't think Diana Rossini's ever going to be able to work as a journalist again. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Thursday. We are watching a crash on 70 westbound, the left shoulder blocked off. On I-70 westbound, right at that 62 exit. Watch for that as you pass Broad Street. I'm 10TV's Amy Steckerwald with your Fan Traffic.
If only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio's sports destination. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Wake up temperatures in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. And then as we head into the afternoon, expect mostly to partly sunny skies with showers and storms possible into the second half of the day. Temperatures will be in the mid to low 80s, and then for tonight, getting down into the 60s, with still a chance of storms lingering, otherwise turning mostly cloudy. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. One of these men was prom king. The other is Tyvus. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
The list today was best kids movies for grownups. I think is how we ended up framing that. A lot of discussion on that. You can keep jumping in YouTube chat. YouTube, 971 The Fan. T-Bone and Tyvus, you'll be right in the chat. This one, where I got to find, it was Nick who put this in there that said, my wife took my kids to see Sausage Party because she thought it was a kids movie. Oh. My 7 and 11-year-olds learned a lot that day.
Oh, wow.
I bet they did.
The Great Beyond.
That movie.
The Great Beyond.
I mean, I watched it as an adult, it fully knowing full, what it was.
No, I didn't know it was going to, at the end like that. Oh. It was a full-blown...
Yeah. I'm saying like...
They got wild.
As a grown-up, I knew what was happening. Like, I was aware that that movie was what it was, and I came away from that thing like,
movie,
wow.
Wait a minute, that movie, rated R?
Yeah, I think it is. So she but I mean, but she's a grown-up. She can buy tickets for her kids. It's fine. I'm not saying it's fine. I'm saying they will let you do it.
She might have got some weird looks.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000%.
Yeah. Also, the chat, like you guys, had not heard of The Rocketeer. I'm just going to put you on Jennifer Connelly in that movie. Fantastic. It's like, she's doing all right. For a 30-year-old movie, it's pretty good. And again, it's PG. And the Rocketeer is fighting the Nazis. Spoiler alert, he wins. But he joins up with the mob to fight that. It's like, it's got all these. As a kid, I learned so much.
It was
a fictional movie, but I learned so much. It's a great movie. Cliff Secord, my guy. By the way, if Common Man and Timmy hear that I am talking about the Rocketeer, they will just roll their eyes. Because I used to talk about it all the time in afternoons and annoy them with it.
I bet Teddy will play it for Too Hot.
I'm sure he will. Yes, of course he will. He should.
It's on Disney Plus. I can go see it.
Yeah, you can. They actually made a cartoon version of it that's not, like, it's fine. It's made for kids. It's not as good as, like, the actual live action movie is pretty great. So Diana Rossini, we were just talking the other day about her and about how this whole, you know, saga with her and Mike Vrabel, at some point, we have to get more info. Well, yesterday we got a little bit more. Now, buckle in for this one, because The New York Times, who owns The Athletic, which is where Diana Rossini worked when all this happened, The New York Times wrote an article about how The Athletic handled Diana Rossini's, you know, situation with Mike Vrabel, all this stuff that they had going on. So as I'm reading this article, one of the toughest things about it is it's constantly spinning my head where it's like, The Athletic reached out to, or The New York Times reached out to The Athletic for comment, and The Athletic declined. And it's like, you mean you walked down the hall and you talked to, like, the guy who works over at The Athletic? You're in the same building. New York Times owns The Athletic. That part of it was all very weird, right?
I agree.
Learned a few things from this. They started out the article with an anecdote, and I didn't think this had ever been previously really covered. She apparently said this on a podcast. She said it on Stu Gatz's podcast, which, sad to say, probably not as many listeners as he would hope, because they spent a good amount of time in this article saying how no one was aware of this comment. No one knew about it. It was kind of flew under their radar. Apparently, she told a story where she got pulled over This is back before all the Mike Vrabel stuff hit. She was saying she got pulled over and the cop was like, "You're going too fast. I'm going to give you a ticket." And she said, "Do you know who I am? I'm an NFL reporter." And he's like, "I don't care. I'm going to give you a ticket." And then she said, "What's your favorite team? Who's your favorite coach?" Yeah. And the guy said, "A team and a coach."
And she called.
And she said, "What if I get him on FaceTime right now?" So she didn't say what coach it was. They did confirm, apparently, it was not Mike Vrabel. But she got some NFL coach on the phone and was like, "Hey, I'm here with Officer so-and-so. He's a big fan. Do you mind saying hi?" And the coach did. And then the coach apparently even said, "Hey, she's a, you know, great person. You don't give her a ticket. She's doing good work." And the officer let her go. That is like, that is a clear violation of journalistic ethics. Like, that is 101. You do not use your professional contacts for personal gain. That is not cool.
It's just digging. She's just digging. Yes.
Well, so they found this and they started off the article pointing that out. And that's kind of the whole tone of the article, is how Diana Rossini used her professional connections to gain personal favor. And it blurred the lines between what was good and what was not. I think that anecdote alone, like, The Athletic said they didn't know about that, but she said it on a podcast. They also said she didn't get clearance to go on the podcast, which is a violation of their rules. So that's why they all parted ways. I don't know if she's ever going to be able to work as a journalist ever again.
No, no.
How do you do stuff like that,
how,
man?
How can you? Like how can, yeah. as a company, how could you say, "Yeah, I trust her"? Because if, as a fan, if she writes something, it's like, am I supposed to believe this? Like, how do I know that this is true? And are you doing this to protect him? Are you doing this because you hate him? Like, it's the NFL thing is done. Like, I don't see it.
To that point, if she calls this guy and he says, "Yeah, cool, let me talk to the officer for you," like that anecdote she gave, it's funny, it's an interesting story. But like, then an article, let's say then she's got information from an agent that's like, "Hey, this coach is actually really bad to this player. He's been harassing him. They're going to file a grievance with the NFLPA. Does she write that article knowing that that guy helped her get out of a speeding ticket? Or does she pull it and say, I don't know if I want to go with that?" Similarly, if she had called that, you know, coach and he had been like, "What are you doing, Diana? Get off my phone. I'm busy." And like hung up on her. Is she now going to be more likely to take some bit of news that maybe isn't as true? Like, these are the questions that arise ethically when you do stuff like that from a journalism perspective. And literally, I didn't take a journalism class in college, but I'm sure in Journalism 101, they teach you not to do stuff like that. Every guidance you have here from this company that I work for, they give you guidance on journalism, all kinds of rules about stuff like that. You cannot do it. Now, doesn't mean she couldn't eventually get a job as a commenter talking about sports, just doing a podcast, giving her thoughts on life. She can do that all day.
That's probably what she'll do.
But podcast, as a journalist,
sure. Yeah, that's no. Done. Yeah.
I don't know how she comes back from this. Also interesting in this article, they said that apparently the New York Times reporter who was writing this reached out, they said a Times reporter reached out to her via text. She then texted back with them and gave some answers, which they put in this article. And then at the end of this, she said, "Oh, by the way, this is all off the record." And he was like, "That's not how this works. Like, I texted you. You texted back. There was no preconditions that I would not use any of this in the article." So then she tried to go over his head and go to his bosses and say, "Don't run this article." And they said, "No, we'll run it." So, like, again, like, I'm sure she is not the only one crossing lines in the journalism community. And I don't mean the Mike Vrabel stuff. I mean, like, there are probably other, you know, journalists who are not attracted to men, right? Who have buddy-buddy relationships with some of these coaches that are not good either. Her relationship with Mike Vrabel still has a ton of question marks around it. And I don't know how he escapes.
What questions do you have about it?
We technically have not had any one of them confirm what actually happened.
He did.
He insinuated. He has not ever come forward and said, "Here's what happened."
Does he really need to spell it out? They caught red-handed.
They said at the time, every time these photos came out, it was like, she even said, apparently some of her comments were, "These photos don't represent what really was happening." So that's still kind of her story, is that the photos don't really tell the whole story. And it's like, all right, what story do they tell? Because I looked at the photos of you two sitting at a bar in New York City with your knees, like, your knees are together, his knees are apart, and they're like crossing the barrier. Like,
they got a picture of them kissing. What are you talking about?
Were they kissing or were they like really close? I feel like they were close.
Yeah, they got it.
That, well, fair enough.
weren't they hugging too and like holding hands?
The one that was when they were in Sedona.
The first one, yeah.
Yes, where they're like interlocking. The interlocking fingers part to me is like more intimate than kissing, quite honestly. That one where you're like, I don't know.
You're swaying your arms back and forth, interlocked fingers.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot.
You know, who was happy that this happened? The people that got caught at the concert.
Coldplay
couple. Yeah. They was like, yes, get it off of us. Yes. They probably retweeted that Sedona picture so many times.
Yeah. Also, YouTube chat talking about movies for kids. Were you guys allowed to watch Roger Rabbit as a kid? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Did you ever see that?
I did.
I haven't.
I did. That. Yeah.
See, I wasn't allowed to watch it because of Jessica Rabbit. Like, she was too slutty for apparently my parents. But like that in the chat, there are multiple guys talking in the chat, like T-Bow, Mario and others, who said she was all right for a cartoon.
You got to understand, like, I watched Jerry Springer. So.
That's right. I watched pretty much whatever.
<That's>
apparently, a lot of people watching the World Cup because they're approaching NFL territory in one category. I'll explain next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and happy Thursday. Still watching crews clear out a crash on 70 westbound. The left shoulder blocked off in those westbound lanes just as you're passing Broad Street. Make it a great day. I'm 10TV's Amy Steggerwald with your fan traffic.
Right. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus is drinking a protein shake for breakfast. T-Bone is eating a protein donut, minus the protein. And it's more than one donut. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
Guardians lost yesterday to the White Sox 4-3 in 10 innings.
What do you have to say about your girl Caitlin Clark getting roughed up?
Oh, I saw that happen.
Yeah, they jumped her.
Yeah, she was on the ground. It looked like she got a couple shots like during the game. That's not cool.
Had her hand on her throat and all kind of jazz.
Yeah, but that's like, I know what's going to happen with that is instead of that being like, hey, it's physical play in a game. It crossed the line. It shouldn't happen. Instead of like that being the angle, which happens in NBA games, college basketball games, it's competitive. Sometimes competitors cross a line when it comes to physicality. Now there's going to be think pieces in the New York Times or somewhere else about like, is Caitlin Clark being mistreated because of, you know, some other geopolitical thing that has nothing to do with basketball, has nothing to do with the game that was going on. You know, we got to turn this into some giant thing. When what it was like some people are being competitive. And probably crossing a line that was not cool.
It seemed like, I think that the thing that people forget is that Caitlin Clark is a certified trash talker.
Oh,
and I think sometimes like she might have said something to the wrong one and they just like crashed out over it. I don't agree with the behavior.
I don't either.
But like people be like, I don't know why somebody would do this. I do.
I don't know. I guess it's just because... I don't know. People have different thoughts when they're watching like women's sports versus men's sports. But like in men's sports, when you see two guys going at, like if you watch an NFL game and you see two players like grabbing each other's face mask and like shoving and starting to start a fight. Do you assume that happened because they just looked at each other and said, you want to fight now? And they said, yes, please. That would be great, sir. Thank you. No, they were like cussing each other out, talking about God knows what to each other before that. And it got to a point where one of them got pissed off.
So Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph.
Well, see, now that one, that's the one where, like, I don't think at all you should encourage swinging a helmet at another person's bare head. There's only one exception that would make that okay, and that's apparently the one that everybody says happened.
Is it true?
Allegedly.
That one of them was mic'd up and the NFL never released the audio?
Oh, so we got to find that audio if that's the case.
No, I don't think they ever released it.
No, I'm telling you right now, someone, if that is the case, someone has it. They may have cashed in on having it. They may have like
TMZ. So I'm just saying,
someone has that.
There's an account out there that like posts a bunch of like NBA clips of like just heated moments and like it goes in from different angles and actually like lip reading what is being said. I'm sure they could do that for the Myles Garrett thing.
Right. I'm just saying, like, I think people forget that. They think there's all these other reasons why Caitlin Clark gets, like, the type of crap that she does from NBA, WNBA players. And there may be some other stuff off the court that has something to do with that. I'm just saying they have lost sight of the fact, people who make those arguments, that she is also just someone who gets in your face. And she gives it back as much as she gets it when it comes to the, like, talking. So then at some point in games, yes, that occasionally gets under people's skin. Good, bad. Like, the whole point of that is to draw a foul. Get a technical. Get someone thrown out of a game. That is a thing that happens all the time.
That's weak, though.
What do you mean?
Like, to get some, because you are a person that says that you would draw some, you would let somebody beat you up just to get them thrown out the game.
LeBron did it to Draymond.
Yeah. Right. I'm saying, like,
that got him suspended for game five.
I'm not saying you let someone do it. I'm saying, like, it's part of the game, though. If you can antagonize someone enough to get them to lose their cool and get them thrown out of the game, that ultimately, that works. Like, that's good.
Did LeBron actually have to step over Draymond? Like, he could have gone a different way.
Of course he could have.
Listen, I don't want you to get thrown out of the game. I like the trash talking because it makes me play better.
Yeah, but I'm trying to win. And if I can get the best player on another team thrown out of the game, that's a win for our team. But then
they're going to always, well, if I didn't get thrown out of their game.
Who cares? Like, what do you mean? It says W next to my game and L next to yours.
When I win, I don't want to hear it.
That's funny because I trash talk all the time out there and it's just clank after clank.
Yeah, how's it going this morning with the Papa shot?
Who's winning out there? It's irrelevant.
Oh, it's irrelevant.
I'm up 3-2.
Then we know how it's going. Someone's losing right now. Well, Guardians, like I said, lost 4-3 yesterday in 10. I have to bring up Reds lost to the Brewers for what it's worth too, 6-5. Both of these close games. But I have to bring up my New York Mets because it has not been going well for them, to put it mildly.
They stink.
Dude, they just had a doubleheader with the Cubs where they gave up 10 runs in both games, lost both games. In the second game of the doubleheader, the Mets lost this game 10-6. And I want you to hear the audio of Mets broadcaster Gary Cohen. This is after the Mets committed six errors in this game. Six errors. Mm. And they lost 10-6 or 10-5. I'm sorry. Here is Gary Cohen on the, I think, SNY broadcast.
I mean, what do you say at this point? This team is in the depths of despair. Can't get starting pitching to hold the other team at bay. Struggling with their offense. And now the defense falls apart. Six infield errors. Unprecedented.
Jeez, bad.
Disgusted.
I don't usually bring up my baseball team just because I figure most of you don't care, but, like, it is hilarious if you're not a fan of this team, which I am, but even I could acknowledge that, like, the Mets collapse with the amount of money they spend on that roster is jarring. Here's how bad it is for the Mets right now. Mets fans, yesterday, Devin Williams went out on the mound, okay? Devin Williams is a relief pitcher for the Mets.
They did wrong.
But previously, Devin Williams was a relief pitcher for the Brewers. And you may remember this moment from 2024 when the Mets were in the wild card playoff, like the 3-game playoff. They were playing the Brewers. It was game 3. So the series tied 1-1. Top of the ninth, Mets are down 2-0 in the game. They got runners on the corners. Some guy named Pete Alonso stepped to the plate and hit a jack to put the Mets up 3-2. The guy he hit that off of was Devin Williams. He was pitching for the Brewers at the time.
Mm.
Pete Alonso got, you know, they didn't bring him back this offseason. Devin Williams is now on the Mets. So last night, Mets fans at Citi Field, when Devin Williams was on the mound, were chanting, Pete Alonso. Like, that's how toxic it's gotten. Right now,
it's sad that you cheer against your own team. You paid money.
They're not cheering against their own team.
Yes, they are.
They are letting the GM know, David Stearns, who brought in Devin Williams and didn't bring back Pete Alonso and has made a lot of other questionable moves, including putting an infield together that can't get six errors in a game. I don't know. He just had a big gaffe the other night where he didn't cover first base. Like, it's not like he's perfect either, but Mets fans are letting their front office know that they
hate Alonso. No, this got to be last year.
Yeah, I think.
Well, Pete Alonso got 18 home runs on the season.
Let him live. World Cup games are approaching NFL territory. Here's why. So apparently Fox Sports is reaping a humongous amount of revenue from these World Cup games to the point that they're saying that if the U.S. makes it, they're already into the next round, but if they move in one more game, they expect Fox will be able to charge $2 million per ad. For a 30-second ad for these World Cup games, for the ones that the U.S. is playing in. That is like
the 30 seconds?
NFL, and then that's it. Like, the NFL is the only other thing that gets that type of ad revenue for a 30-second spot. That's pretty jarring, right?
The World Cup is literally, like I know the Olympics take place, but I feel like the World Cup is the fan basis for soccer. Just, you get, that's probably the most watched thing.
Well, you get a lot of people, too, who just tune in because it's the United States, right?
True.
Now, this game tonight at 10 o'clock might be tough for some people to stay up and watch, given there's not a lot at stake for this game.
Well, you are.
I am because I'm not taking for granted the fact that I get to watch the U.S. in the World Cup. But I'm saying, like, the next round.
You're not going to call off tomorrow, are you?
No, I'll be here. Okay. Don't you worry.
Okay.
I'll be locked in. Can't wait.
I'm just asking.
Excited about it. But, yeah, there's that type of money, $2 million for an ad? Like, that's... That tells you just how popular this has gotten.
30 seconds.
30-second ad, $2 million. Not like you get a bunch of them, you get one. So if you want to run 10 of them, $20 million. Like, holy cow. Mm. But I contend this with the World Cup. I feel like this is something that we aren't talking enough about. All these other sporting events nowadays, Reimer, you know this from college basketball. Oh, big game? What channel's it on? Do you have the app for Peacock?
Mm-hmm.
Even in soccer, if I want to watch Champions League, it's like, well, this game is on, you know, CBS. This game's on Paramount Plus. Oh, I got to subscribe to that. Okay. You don't have that with the World Cup. It's either on Fox or it's on FS1, and that's it. It's where you think it would be. And that is so rare today, other than the NFL. That's about the only other one where most of the games are right where you think they would be. But outside of that, and even them, they have games on Amazon. Games on Prime.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, this has been kind of refreshing with the World Cup that all the games are actually just right where you would expect them to be. Probably helps those numbers because people just flip across them organically and go, oh, look, the World Cup, hey, U.S. is on. Let me watch it for 10 minutes.
Do you miss cable?
I mean, I miss it more than I thought I would because I did cut the cord early.
A lot of people did.
And what do I have now? I have YouTube TV where I pay $80 a month to get basically all the channels I had on cable. So what did I end up doing
exactly?
You can
get the quad box, though.
Yeah, the quad box is great.
Yeah.
I do like that.
You don't think cable could have implemented the quad box?
Well, no. Cable had its issues for sure, but when basically what we've all settled on is some version of cable, but now we have to buy all these apps for the extra games. Yeah, that I'm out on.
Bring the antennas back. You get 8 channels.
Rabbit ears. You can still get rabbit ears, Tyvus. You can still get like the HD antenna and watch these. You can watch these channels on digital antennas. Most people aren't doing that. We're going to have a segment next called Please Let This Happen. I'll explain what it is next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are still watching a closure off of Sullivan Avenue. This is at South Terrace Avenue. Crews working to clear things out as there is a telephone wire down. On your interstates, we do have the left lane blocked off on 70 westbound right at South Central Avenue. Crews working to clear that out right now. Also seeing a crash on 161 out of the New Albany area. This is in those westbound lanes right near New Albany Road. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steggerwald with your Fan Traffic.
Rothman and Ice.
Can't go in dry like that.
Some people do.
No, that's not good.
3 consecutive drops right there. Back to back to back by you three.
Rothman and Ice. Weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by Pella Columbus.
The Fan.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
All of the hair on their heads is slowly migrating to the lower part of their faces. And tracking. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
I got to correct something I said earlier. I say in the last segment, I said Guardians lost last night. They won.
Put some respect on it.
Beat the White Sox. Big series there. Beat them in 10.
Respect
great job.
It.
I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch second of it.
I didn't either.
Hashtag World Cup. That's what
like,
I've been watching.
I feel like the game all got delayed and I like forgot about it.
Yeah. Well, it's baseball in June. So, I I'm not trying. You know what? I'm not going to do that. If you're excited about that, good. They're tied for first place. Guardians are. It is June. Cool. This has been a good series for them. Nice. All that said, it's tough for me to follow baseball because a week from now, 2 weeks from now, they could lose five in a row and suddenly it's like, oh, season over. We're all dead. And then 2 weeks from that, it's like they win five and suddenly they're the greatest team in the history of baseball. So I struggle to follow baseball week to week. If you do not and you enjoy it, great. But yeah, Guardians won yesterday. So in case that made you drive off the road, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. That was on me. Also, we had in the chat, Aaron said, talking about our list, best kids movies for grownups. Surprised you guys haven't brought up Wall-E or Ratatouille. That's crazy. Great movies with great lessons to be taken from them. You ever watch Wall-E or Ratatouille, Tyvus?
Wall-E, I seen a while ago, obviously. Ratatouille, I feel like I never watched.
No?
Wall-E was good. I don't remember Ratatouille.
Ratatouille's when the little rat gets up.
Chef, right?
He's a chef who like cannot cook and is failing, and the little rat who loves to cook basically controls his like motions. He sits up in his hat and shows him how to like cook all this food, and he ends up being a great chef. Yeah, I actually love Ratatouille. I thought it was a great movie. I watched it many times.
The only time I say bring that up is when you talk about what's his name, Louis Art Ortiz.
What
is that his name?
Who are we talking about?
What's the picture that snitched on Classe? There's some Ratatouille people over there, boy. That's where I bring it up at.
No, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think that's the message from that movie. The message is
Classe and Ortiz.
Yeah, that's right. Not really.
No, not Ortiz. Not Keep Ortiz. No. Free Classe.
Okay.
Or that's just what I saw when I searched Classe.
Have you seen either of those movies, Reimer? Wall-E or Ratatouille?
Yeah, I've seen both. I think they're both great movies. Underrated movie, I was going to mention this earlier, Bolt.
I've never watched Bolt.
Is that
the one with the dog?
The dog, that's like an actor and like a secret agent dog. I love secret agent stuff you can't pick up
Getting that.
And he like gets like accidentally put in a truck that goes, or a plane or something that goes across the country, and then he has to make his way back to L.A., somehow before they replace him.
I've never seen it.
It's
that's
great.
One I'll have to check out. Yeah. My youngest now is watching Teen Titans Go, which I'm very big fan of that show. So I'm glad that one, it's not a movie, but that one is like a kid show that is definitely made for grownups.
What about the Scooby-Doo movies? Like the real life ones?
I was more of a Bugs Bunny Warner Brothers kid, not a like Hanna-Barbera Scooby-Doo kid. So I never got into like any of that stuff.
Movies.
I'm not big on the first one, but the second one, The Monsters Unleashed, I like that one a lot.
I got to go back and watch it. I don't remember the second one. I remember the first one.
I've never watched one of those Scooby-Doo movies ever.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Never got into it.
What about the Simpsons movie?
I watched The Simpsons
movie. I didn't watch that one.
Watch The Simpsons movie?
I actually think about a quote from that one all the time.
The Big Boob Lady.
No, I wasn't thinking of her, although sure, why not? No, I was thinking of, isn't Arnold the president?
Yes.
He goes from being the governator to being the president, and they present him with like options for the end of the world.
Don't read them, just pick them.
He says, I was elected to lead, not to read. And I think of that a lot for some reason these days. Jake Paul said he wants to walk on at Stanford, then go to the NFL. This is a segment I'm calling Please Let This Happen. I want to see Jake Paul. He apparently was talking on a podcast. Who knows if he was actually being serious, right? He was on a podcast.
He's sales, so of course he's serious.
Called Delusional Idiots. He said, yeah, I want to play on the Stanford football team, actually. I'm being serious, though. I went there today, and I was like, this is beautiful. We went to the church, and I think it could be funny or interesting, but I do have NFL aspirations. I want to play slot receiver, so I think to get that experience in college first would be good, so I could walk onto the Stanford team. The idea of it happened today. I was originally thinking I'll just go straight to the Cleveland Browns or Dallas Cowboys. They're probably going to want to see me play first, so it might be better if I start off in college and have a little bit of an advantage over the younger, not as big kids before going into the NFL. For what it's worth, Jake Paul is 29 years old. Please let him play at Stanford. I want to see that.
This is what I'll say.
He says, I think it'd be good to get experience first. Yeah, I'd say that'd be pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, before just jumping into the NFL. Yeah, great call. What? Smart.
This is what I'll say.
The guy's really a brainiac
If he's as serious about this as he claims to be,
okay,
I would recommend that he goes to like a D3 school first or D2, work his way up. If he becomes that good, then, you know, hit the portal, play a season D1, and sure. then go to. But obviously, he's 29, so it's not like a lot of time because 30 is old in NFL.
Right, and so, he's not played organized football. I mean, at least not.
I think this
not
is,
since I don't know what he did in high school or whatever.
Realistically, but. I will say that this he will probably be just a spectator.
I mean, he has to be joking, right? I hope he's joking because I really want it to happen though. Because his whole fighting career has pretty much been hand selecting guys who are older or this is not their discipline. They fought in other ways where he's been like training as a boxer.
You know what?
Like, and so he gets this reputation of like, wow, he hung with this guy who it's like, yeah, who they're both staying to make a bunch of money off of it. I don't know how legitimate these fights are. Some of them aren't, most of them haven't been sanctioned, right? So like, you're not getting a real assessment of how good he is as a boxer. You're getting like a crafted, scripted, a little bit version of what he is as a boxer.
You know what? Tell him
that won't happen if you play college football. Someone will rock you to sleep if you are not there.
With me, we'll do the one.
That's what I.
We'll do the one, and I'll let him know.
Wouldn't there be a line of guys?
I'll let him know
at any Division I college football practice. Who it's like, hey, today you got to go block this guy. His name's Jake Paul. You don't think there'd be a line of guys being like, Coach, please let me do this.
I think that.
Please let me hit this guy.
I think Jake Paul is. He one of those guys that it gets some content. Like,
oh, I know. That's probably like probably what this is him just getting his name out there with this quote again. Like, this is like that's all this
you know,
is.
Like Tyvus tries, this is like Jake Paul tries to me. Because even as a boxer, like I didn't respect the boxing because when he actually fought a real boxer and fought and got his jaw broken, now all of a sudden, yeah, I'm going to go play football. Right. Okay, so when you get out there and go up against some real people that play football, you're going to be
I'm
like,
saying.
Yeah, let me go ahead and try this. Like,
You've had one fight where you actually fought someone legitimate, right? You know boxing better than I do. Like, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean,
Anthony Joshua is who he fought.
He was fighting UFC fighters that wanted that.
Let's try boxing.
Yeah,
like, and then he's been training as
he
a boxer.
Mike Tyson at like 60. Like,
yes.
What are we talking about here?
Who was it that broke his jaw? Was it Anthony Joshua? Was that who it was?
Yeah, he did him bad.
I mean, that picture.
He did him
that picture bad. Is right, and like you said, retired him. He now wants to go play football.
Give me
Jake Paul against Nate Robinson. Let's see that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Again. Sure. Let's watch guys who are washed up play guy Nate. Who never
he
was.
He did Nate Rome.
Sure. That's fine. I'm just. This is like put him in an actual Division I college football practice, and I bet it doesn't go
Isn't
well.
Isn't that
him.
Who started it? Wasn't that his first fight?
I think so. Yeah.
I think
he
you're
did
right.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah,
because
there was a picture of Nate Robinson and like how he got knocked out going everywhere.
Child's pose, butt in the air. It was terrible. I was like, man.
By the way, someone who hates Baker Mayfield apparently has a good reason to do so. No, it is not our producer, Dylan, who's off today. We'll tell you who it is next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. We are watching a closure off of Sullivan Avenue at South Terrace. We've got crews clearing out a downed telephone pole over there. On your interstates, a couple crashes to flag. 161 westbound near New Albany Road. We've got crews clearing out an issue over there. And then I-70 still watching the left shoulder blocked off on I-70 westbound right at South Central Avenue. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Jacob Reimer. It didn't take long for Bruce Thornton to hear his name called last night in the second round of the NBA draft. The Houston Rockets traded up with the Knicks to select the Buckeye Gordon with the 31st overall pick. Here's Thornton on how he wants to make an impact with the Rockets.
I think it's starting on defense. Me just getting into the ball, being disruptive. I'm making big time shots. We got great players like Sengun and KD at a very high level. So me just filling my role at the high level, doing the things they need me to do, and just impact winning as much as I possibly can and be a great teammate in the locker room.
Thornton is now the 57th Ohio State player to get selected in the NBA draft and the first since 2023. The Cavaliers had the 34th pick last night, and they grabbed Arkansas guard Malik Thomas. In baseball, the Guardians beat the White Sox yesterday 4-3 in 10 innings. As for the Reds, they fell to the Brewers last night 6-5. This update is sponsored by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala, or at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tybus says that in all his years being in football locker rooms, he never once looked at another man's junk. He cannot say the same thing about working at this radio station. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus.
Hey, tomorrow, NHL draft. We'll have coverage for you. We'll have all the info you can get on it right here on The Fan. Don Waddell, Blue Jackets GM, going to join Rothman and Ice today, 12:45. So, if you'd like some insight onto what the Jackets may be doing with not just that, but all the free agency and everything else that you've got in the hopper right now. There's a lot to consider. So you can hear that 12:45 today with Rothman and Ice.
You know what Rothman and Ice should suggest to Don?
What's that?
Trade for Mitch Marner.
I don't think he's available now.
Everybody's
got a price.
Everybody's got a price.
Yeah.
You want to guarantee the playoffs next year? Go get Mitch Marner.
You know what I just saw in my feed like an hour ago? And I'd almost forgotten about it till this little discussion. One of the gambling sites, I don't remember which one. I don't want to give them free pub anyway, but one of the the ones you've heard of that advertise all the time, all that. You know how a lot of those gambling sites on their social media, they'll have top five wide receivers. And they're doing that to hey, keep clicking on this so that you keep being aware of our sites. You go gamble with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had a graphic that got posted that said top five destinations for Zach Werenski. And of course, I don't think we're there, gang. I don't think that's happening this offseason. But you want to take a stab at one of the top three destinations for Zach Werenski to go to? You just mentioned the guy's team.
The Vegas Knights? You done with them, huh?
I'm done with the fact that
they was able to be an expansion team that came in and just had immediate success.
Serious question. Can you have a real league when the entirety of the league wants to go to one of four destinations? You know what I mean? Like
Carolina, Florida
teams, either Tampa or Florida Panthers. But yes, both, because those were also in the top odds.
And would it be Toronto?
Actually, I got to go back and find the tweet. But it was literally Tampa 1, Vegas 2. And I'm trying to remember who the other ones were, but they were all those. It was all those teams. And I'm just, the Kachuk trade that just happened now, the brothers are reuniting in Florida. Mm-hmm. It's like, at some point,
Baker said that that's going to be a scary lineup right there.
Oh, it is. It's you know who else is going to be scared of them? Librarians. When they're like, oh no, all the books are just going to be on the floor and drooled on. I don't know how this is going to work out for us. But yeah, they can play hockey. I'll give you that. I don't know how much they can read.
Would you trade them for Austin Matthews?
Who?
Zach.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I was talking with a buddy of mine yesterday who was like, well, would you trade him for Connor McDavid?
What?
Yes. I'm not saying
this. Pack his bags.
Nathan McKinnon. Yes. Sign me up. There are trades that would be, sure, I'd be willing to part with Zach Werenski if that's what you're getting in return. But outside of a trade like that, yeah, I don't think this is the offseason that you move Zach. I hope you don't need to move Zach Werenski. I hope he wants to stay here the rest of his career. But
where there's smoke, there's fire.
I don't know that I hope that's not the case. I do feel like if there's ever been something where it's literally all of the NHL media trying to light matches that just will not light, that's been this story where they're like, well, there's smoke, there's fire. And it's like, you can't even get the match. You got one of those little Bic lighters that doesn't have any juice in it left. You're trying to get this fire started, but you don't even have any smoke yet. I hope that there does remain no smoke in this lighter. But Don Waddell coming on with Rothman and Ice, 12 o'clock hour, 12:45 specifically. So check in with them on that. I saw that our guy, Wyndham Clark, who just won the U.S. Open, booed out at Shinnecock.
Yeah.
People don't like him. However, he was on making the rounds. Of course, when you win the U.S. Open, you get a lot of interviews. He was on with the Pardon My Take guys over at Barstool.
Yeah.
Big Cat, PFT commenter. So Wyndham Clark was asked about a tweet he had sent out years ago where he said, I hate Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, on this show, Dylan is not here today. But Dylan hates Baker Mayfield. We have had a lot of discussion about Baker Mayfield over the years. But, Reimer, you're filling in for Dylan. Do you hate Baker Mayfield, just out of curiosity?
I guess I did when he was at Oklahoma, just because I wasn't for the antics. And, of course, he planted the flag and everything, so that added a little bit to it. But, I don't mind him now. As I'm sure that I've used him in fantasy football, and he's done well for me because he throws a good amount of touchdowns that give me points. So
sure.
I'm he's growing on me. And he's not with the Browns anymore. That's also kind of helped me like him a little bit more.
Yes, right. Exactly. There's a very much a love-hate relationship with any quarterback that plays for the Browns, at least if you are a Browns fan. But Wyndham Clark was talking about why he sent out the tweet that said, I hate Baker Mayfield. This is from, pardon my take.
I'm trying to decide if I should tell the story.
Yeah.
All right, screw it. I don't care. people already hate me. So, no, it's not that bad. My PR team's here.
You listen, your PR team's on the hot seat because we're coming up with ideas they never thought of.
No, they didn't. They prepped me for everything. They didn't prep me for this one. My girlfriend at the time cheated on me with Baker Mayfield.
Oh! So that's a fair tweet.
Okay, yeah.
But here's what I will say. That one's done. As I have come to, like, I'm actually a Baker fan now. I think he's a homie. You know, that's your initial response.
Right.
Like, screw that guy, but really, screw the, you know.
Yeah, yeah, your girlfriend, yeah.
So, all right. One.
It's a good reason to be mad at somebody.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say now, like, oh, actually, I'm more mad at, I mean, I get being mad at her for cheating on you, but.
How old was, he said this was back in 2016.
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
How old is he? Let me see.
What?
Lyndon Clark.
Well, don't ask his dad. He won't know.
You need
dad
to
doesn't
that.
Even keep track of that stuff.
You need to stop that.
Like, oh, did he win the U.S. Open? Let me get over there and say 33? Hi. How old's my kid? I missed all his birthdays. I don't care about him.
So that was 10 years ago? Oh, he was 20-something.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, how old was Baker? 20-something, right?
Wyndham was at Oklahoma State in 2016. So, like,
yeah,
little bedlam.
Wasn't Baker, like, around that same time in college?
Yeah.
So, like,
That's messed up. This is a college thing. I mean, hey, college.
Oklahoma State.
If you can make it through college in a relationship, like, that's the one, because it's a lot of temptation and stuff in college.
Now, let me ask this question of the former Ohio State football player, because I know that you have said you have done research when you were playing. Both, I don't know if you did it in college, but did you do it in the college or in the NFL? Which one did you do more of the opposition research?
College.
Where you would go out and find out who the guy you were going up against, if there was a star wide receiver or something, you would find out who they were with.
I needed all her information. I needed his mother's name, sisters, girlfriends. That was with an asterisk, girlfriend. And if I figured that out, we would Friday night send DMs to her to, you know, we got to test her. We got to test it.
Yeah. You got to test that connection. Right. Like,
what's right. Yeah. Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, like, I'm trying to walk the delicate line here. Did any of your, did anybody ever respond to the test communication is what I'm saying.
Not my DMs, okay. But I've gone up against tough. Opponents where I've had little background information from other teammates on certain players, and I definitely use that ammunition. So you can't give me that fire.
What you are saying is there was an embedded reporter who would give you info from a previous engagement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Again, I'm just pointing out, we were talking about Caitlin Clark talks a lot of crap. Like, would it be of any surprise to you? Did anybody try to start a fight with you when you would bring that stuff up, or did they just ignore it?
They try.
So the answer, something happened. Something happened. No, I don't know if we can say what happened, but something happened.
See, my trash talk is that if I'm trash talking you, you think that I'm just saying random stuff.
Yes.
But when I drop the name on you, it's like, oh, that really, you should have seen deer in the head. Like, oh, you really do know her. Yeah. I'm not lying to you. I'm dead serious about this.
She got that freckle right over her belly button. It's like, oh, you know who she is.
We got some research over there. The research on this.
I got to say, that is diabolical, and I approve of it.
Hey, like, I will let you know that when I did this, we ended up winning the game by flying colors. The guy that I did this to had a horrible game.
Did he really?
Horrible game.
Oh, you were in his head living rent free.
Well, I mean, I was telling them the truth. I wasn't lying to him. Like, this ain't like, there's a difference. Like, the trash talk that I'm spitting facts to you. It might come off as trash talk, but this is facts. I'm trying to help you out. Help you out. You know what I'm saying?
I just feel like we've got all these coaches write books about, like, you know how we won? We won by having a real dedicated group. And we had a group that would go the extra mile. And they use all the euphemisms and cliches, but they don't actually tell you that what that may mean occasionally is that guys on the roster look up the Instagram of other people's girlfriends and message them to get in their head. And they get research and they get info. And I like knowing how the sausage is actually made, is what I'm saying. I like knowing that this is what actually went on.
Yeah.
Good for you, Tyvus.
I did it for the Buckeyes.
I know you did it for the Buckeyes. I appreciate that.
I did it for the great state
that.
Of Ohio and the Buckeyes.
I now want I need to know which assistant coach over there is in charge of like gathering intel. Who's like when they, because you had, usually, did you have someone that you had to go to? It wasn't you guys doing it all. They would be like, well, tell me you, the people's names.
I told Coach Ash. He said, is there anything? They would give you this thick packet.
Chris Ash. Yeah, this is who you're talking
thick
about.
Thick packet.
Yeah.
Where like all the notes and stats and players' names and all that. And he would say, is there anything else that y'all need? And I said, yeah, I need his girlfriend's name, his mother's name, and his sister's name, if you got it. And he said, you know what? He talked to the assistant. We'll try to get that for you. Bad.
That's a job. I love that that was someone's job at Ohio State. Some just absolutely stone-cold killers. I think that's great. We have to tell you a bizarre story about an NFL player and an alleged kidnapping. That's coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, a couple crashes to flag for you on the west side, 70 eastbound. The left shoulder blocked off right near the 70-270 split. Again, that's on the west side. Two issues up on the north end. First at the 270-23 interchange. We've got the right lane blocked off on the ramp from 270 eastbound to 23 southbound. And then not far away, 270 eastbound to 71 southbound. Also watching crews clear out a crash. Make it a great day. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan.
Bo Bishop and Dom Tabari. Dom remembers when Bo was a young whippersnapper. And Bo remembers when Dom wasn't part ape.
And then Yolanda one time wanted to wax my knuckles.
Tuesdays with Tabari.
Sponsored by Green & Sons.
Tuesdays at 10:30 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy start for us today with wake-up temperatures in the 60s. And then as we head into the day, mostly sunny to partly sunny skies with highs in the mid to low 80s. We will see a chance of showers and storms for the second half of the day. And then for tonight, that could linger overnight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Both of these men played sports in high school. Only one of them was good at it. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus.
You know, there's a guy out there that a lot of the world had felt some type of way about, but you can always change your image.
Oh, who's that?
His name is LeVar Ball.
Dude,
LeVar Ball just revealed that his wife and him have split ways and have filed for divorce after 30 years together.
I saw this this morning when I got up, and it actually, like, LeVar Ball, going back to, you know, his sons, the way he would talk them all up. Remember all the drama with, I forget which of his sons
Lonzo
it was.
Is better than LeBron.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things. They had their own shoes that he made.
Shoes messed his son up. Lonzo
right?
up.
Yeah, how's that gone for him, right?
He was selling shoes. Them shoes for like 150 or something like that.
Big baller big, brand.
Yeah.
LeVar Ball certainly was a controversial figure, right? And there were people at the time, though, who defended him and said, hey, you know what? At least he goes to bat for his kids.
That's what I said.
Fair enough. I always looked at it as like, yeah, there's ways to do that without making yourself almost like the center of attention. Either way, whether you had sympathy for him or not, like, since all that has happened, here's what's gone on with him. Remember he lost a foot?
Yeah.
He had his foot amputated, mm-hmm. which, I mean, that's just a rough thing, no matter who you are. That's no good. Then apparently he said in a recent interview that his wife of 30 plus years, or almost 30 years, Tina, they have separated.
Yeah. And she went through a stroke back in like 2018.
Mm-hmm. And he said, even through all that, he said, she was the most beautiful thing in the world to me. And she was, you know, I loved her so much. And he said, now though, she decided to go do her own thing mm-hmm. is kind of how he put it. And said, she's moved on to someone else.
Said she wanted to go do something else with, and that's fine with him. We had our run. It is what it is.
He did. And then he said, I'm going to go my way. And I guess he said he found someone else. So good for him. But I had forgotten about this till this story came up. Do you remember what he said about how they met?
No.
That he was specifically looking when he was on campus, I believe, whatever college he went to, which I forget what it was. He played a little college basketball.
Don't tell me he did what Amon-Ra St. Brown's dad did.
What did Amon-Ra St. Brown's dad
found do? A woman that was like physically gifted and an athlete and decided to have kids with them because that would increase the chance that they would have athletic kids.
I'm pretty sure he's gone on record before as saying that the two of, like, he was specifically looking for women who are a certain height and who had, like, athletic ability.
If that's the case. He was, me and Lauren, we hit the jackpot, baby!
Yeah, there you go. All your kids are going to be star athletes. But, like, I mean, I'm not saying that that is just a guarantee of anything, but he clearly worked a plan, did he not? Like, he got, what, two of his kids are in the NBA. And yeah. Got, you know,
the other one was in jail in,
well,
where was he? Where was that? Russia? Turkey?
Did he go to jail? Turkey? I remember he got the ones. Was that the same son that when he was playing at China? USC, he like stole sunglasses or something when they were on like a Goodwill trip to China?
To China. Yeah.
Is that? He I don't know if jail. He went. Did he go to jail for that?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I thought didn't he get off the team afterwards when they came back?
Yes.
I
feel
like that was a thing. I remember that part. I didn't know he had to go to jail. God. I also remember at least one of the Ball brothers was playing in Lithuania.
Like when that was LaMelo.
LaMelo played in Lithuania. That's right.
Yes. I think it was like
after when that all happened. I feel like was then when he went and did that possibly
when he came over to Spire, or was that before?
Yeah. See, I don't know.
Spire, isn't Spire High School?
Yes.
So that's Lithuania probably was after because he didn't go to college.
Because then he could come straight through the draft that way.
God, I remember on the afternoon show. We once made a complete stupid bit about the fact that his coach in Lithuania, it was noted that his coach had sold meat from his trunk as one of his other jobs. Because, of course, Lithuanian basketball doesn't exactly pay you the lucrative salary you might think it would.
Yeah.
So he had other side hustles, and one of them was he sold meat out of his trunk, which led us to have a commercial for Lithuanian Trunk Meat. Good band name, by the way, I think, too. Yeah, I wish the Ball family all the best. I mean, I feel for LeVar Ball. Like, that's a rough thing. Be with someone for 30 years, regardless of how it ended. Like, that's, that's tough.
Well, and
he's turned into a sympathetic figure for me, is what I'm saying. And I didn't think that would ever happen.
Shams reported yesterday that the Hornets are looking to trade LaMelo. They're, like, engaged with talks. Jeez. Which, it
to who?
I don't know. I think Toronto was in the mix. I thought I saw one of those. It bothers me that, like, he comes out with, like, oh, it's rumored to happen. Like, this is the whole Giannis thing. Like, oh, yeah. It's going to happen. But then they just kick the can down the road, and then who? And then you know where he should go months later.
He should go to Minnesota. Yeah.
I think Minnesota was the other team in the mix. I think it was Toronto and Minnesota.
They're desperate for a guard, so.
That's good. And you know what? Maybe Minnesota can get J.J. McCarthy to go play basketball. Maybe he'll be good at that sport because he's not good at football.
No, don't mess with Anthony Edwards.
He's in the same city, so. Don't worry, he's not getting on the court there. So, bizarre story about an NFL player. This is Lions corner Terrion Arnold. This is according to Tampa police.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Yeah, they said he apparently, this all stems from back in February, he and a group of maybe about six other people had allegedly some stuff stolen from an Airbnb they had stayed at or rented, I guess a couple different ones they had stayed in the Tampa area, okay? So they claim to police, they filed a police report saying we lost $250,000 worth of merchandise, something that was stolen out of our Airbnb. And they named a few people that they thought might be responsible. They gave some suspect names, filed that with police. Okay. Day or two later, according to now Tampa police, Terrion Arnold and some of this same group of people who said stuff was stolen from them arranged for the people that they suspected of the theft to come to a location. They lured them there and then are alleged to have kidnapped and assault, basically, because of they apparently jumped these guys and then beat them with various objects. One of the articles I saw said pistol whipped them.
This
I don't
happened.
Know if that's accurate.
When did this
happen? Is all alleged. So apparently whenever they stayed at these Airbnbs in February, early February, they filed a police report saying our stuff got stolen. A day or two later, they said, never mind, who needs the police? We'll take care of this ourselves. Allegedly. That is the story. So now, he's been charged with like four counts of kidnapping and four counts of, trying to see what else it was, four counts of assault. But they're saying that because of the violent nature of these allegations,
he could face life in prison.
Yeah, life in prison is on the possibility.
So let me get this right.
Four counts of armed robbery is what he's also facing. Kidnapping and armed robbery.
If I'm hearing you correctly, he got robbed.
Allegedly.
And then they figured out who robbed him.
Well, he and the other people who were staying at this Airbnb said, we think it's this guy, this guy, and this guy.
Okay.
They told that to police.
They called the police, said, we got robbed. It's these guys.
Yes.
Said, you know what? The police taking too long. We're going to go handle it ourselves.
And by too long, it was like 48 hours later.
Terry, listen.
This is all alleged.
I'm going to be honest. There's no way. There's no way he did this.
Well, I hope not.
There's
for his
no
sake.
Way.
For his sake,
he
I hope not.
He got too much going on. He got way too much going on in his life
right.
to let this happen. There's no way he did this.
Well, and what's interesting is the police say that like two of the names that they gave them and said these guys are who we think robbed us, that's two of the people who were, I think of the four people that were like brought to this Airbnb, two of them were the ones that were named in this allegation. So it's all a big mess. And now he is claiming through his attorneys these charges are completely wrong and fabricated. He did nothing wrong. They maintain his innocence, all that stuff, as you would if you're the attorney. One of the allegations from the police in the report is that Terry and Arnold was not on site for all of this happening, but allegedly was on a text thread, like a, you know, a text chain with all the people, some of whom were on site and were doing the beating and whatever.
That's messed up.
Allegedly, no. Allegedly, he was in the text chain saying, we're on our way. Do this, do that. Like giving them instructions and then apparently came over later and then that was part of the
whole process. He don't watch no criminal shows because who puts that type of information on the text?
Who puts that in a text? Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do any of this, by the way.
Secondly, like, you got too much to lose. Wasn't he a first round or second round pick for the Lions?
I'm pretty sure you're right, yeah.
I mean, like, you got a podcast with Patrick Sertan that actually does really well. Like, you got too much going on, man.
I'm sure there's going to be another side of this story. I'm sure we'll hear more of his side as it comes out. For what it's worth, he turned himself into authorities. So this is him and his lawyer saying, we're about to go face this and see what they're. This wasn't a I'm running from the cops and got arrested kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, they brought charges. He's going to answer them. So we'll get more information as that develops.
No,
what a wild story.
He ain't do this, man. I really hope he ain't do this because that's. How much did you say they stole?
$250,000. They said that. And they also said that, like.
Like cash or like in stuff?
It doesn't say. It says I think it's stuff. So who knows? Could have been jewelry. Could have been anything. But, you know, stealing $250,000 worth of merchandise, you would presume jewelry just because that's probably the easiest way to get a small amount of stuff that costs a lot of money. I don't know. But yeah, that's a story to keep an eye on for sure as we head into the NFL season, as we're getting through this summer. One league continues to do weird things that makes their lives harder. I'll explain in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Still watching a closure off of Sullivan Avenue right at South Terrace. Crews clearing out an issue from a downed telephone pole over there. On your interstates, a couple things to flag. 70 eastbound right at the 270 split on the west side. We've got the left shoulder blocked off in those eastbound lanes heading into 270 northbound. Again, that's on the west side. Also up to the north at the 270-23 interchange. The ramp is slightly restricted with the right lane blocked off on the ramp going from 270 eastbound to 23 southbound. I'm 10TV's Amy Steigerwald with your Fan Traffic.
Remember the old days when football used to have an off-season? Well, we at the Fan think that really sucked. That's why we bring you Austin and Berm, America's number one resource for Buckeye football conversation, is voted by Fake Surveys Incorporated. Catch their daily podcast called The Beat and their breaking news podcast, Snap Judgments, as they broadcast live from Roosters on Mondays, and they come right to your house and massage your tender areas. Ooh. They'll do it all. Austin and Berm on the Fan's YouTube channel and 10TV Plus. T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Tyvus will put anything in his mouth on a dare. All right, almost anything. No, I stand by my previous statement. This is T-Bone and Tyvus.
The allegations against Terry and Arnold are wild.
There's no way he did.
Lions Corner, who is alleged to have helped facilitate, be a part of kidnapping and robbing people who he says allegedly robbed him. this is all going to be sorted out in court. He's turned himself into authorities in Tampa. But yeah, his attorneys maintain his complete innocence. But that story we were just talking about is, it just doesn't make sense. I fully understand and respect the people who think, I'm not going to have to rely on anybody else. I can take care of myself. I get self-sufficiency to a degree. When it comes to like avenging crime, this isn't the comic books. Like you don't, that does not work out well for people. Then you, if that is what happened, where they say someone stole from them, Terry and Arnold and his friends allegedly then lured those people they thought stole from them back to a house and then re-stole from them and then assaulted them. That's throwing away your NFL career. I hope that did not happen. I hope that did not happen.
I ain't no way.
But you know what, though, Tyus?
Ain't no way.
We would all say that's stupid if he did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every day in sports, we learn that there are new lows of stupidity, that people take self-inflicted wounds and it makes no sense. I saw this from the WNBA. And what's one thing you know about the arguments that people have around the WNBA involving Caitlin Clark?
They would say she's the face of the WNBA. They say that she's the most popular person there and everybody should always pay her respect because she brought popularity to the sport. And that's a
absolutely
fact.
She's right. And she did. Of course she did. Now, the backlash to that has been Caitlin Clark doesn't get enough respect. There are players who openly detest her for whatever reason. Jealousy or just don't like her game or whatever.
Mm-hmm, that is true.
The WNBA has been often accused of like referees allowing players to hit her harder. There's just an incident last night where she got hit a couple times. She's on the ground.
Yeah, Liz Thomas, she did her kind of filthy.
People are making that a big story trying to today of like, this is a bigger problem with Caitlin Clark, right? Where the league just does not protect or love Caitlin Clark. And I don't believe that narrative, but that's an argument that occurs.
I think it's a fine line between it. I think that it's not a league where you can't absolutely not touch her, and then it's stuff that like, all right, that's some little ticky tacky stuff. Like,
of course.
Like, I feel like it's a fine line.
But here's an example of where the WNBA, it's a self-inflicted wound. They don't need this one. This is from the WNBA's own Twitter handle less than 24 hours ago. Bring a piece of WNBA history home. Celebrate 30 years of the W with this commemorative anniversary poster. Wincraft's poster is available now. Tap the link to shop, and it has a link to the WNBA store. I went and just checked this link 5 minutes ago. It's still up there. You can still buy this poster, okay? It's $29.99. On this poster, it has historic figures from the WNBA. It has legends from all different eras of 30 years of WNBA basketball. People on the internet quickly notice that on this poster, it has, I'm looking at probably over 20 players on it. Maybe it's 30 exact players. I don't know. Not one of them is Caitlin Clark. Why? You know what's going to happen with that, right?
You like, say this is where? This on the W?
I got the link, WNBA store. You just go look up, I don't know, 30th anniversary poster, 24 by 36. Your price, $29.99. Ships now. Like, I'm looking at their store right now. A Fanatics experience. So you know it'll come to you half ripped and torn up and spit upon. But yes, it'll get there. Anyway.
I'm looking at it right now.
There is not, and there are other misses with this too, like, Sue Bird is not on this poster. Diana Taurasi is not on this poster. But, like, why you would decide to not have Caitlin Clark on this poster, knowing full well that people are going to notice that and criticize it? It just seems like an easy thing to avoid.
Oh, they got Sophie on there. That's the representative.
Yeah. Sophie Cunningham is on this poster, but not, like, her teammate, but not her. If you think it's like, oh, well, maybe they're not putting recent players on there. Paige Beckers is on this poster. Sure, like, Paige got drafted after her. Like,
Angel Reese is on there.
Angel Reese is on this poster. Yeah, like, it, and of course, plenty of other legends from eras gone by, but like, why would the W, that's just such an easy thing to not do. Now, I don't know.
They brought this on themselves on this one, because that's crazy.
I tried to think of any reason why she wouldn't be on there, and you know, I've been a noted Caitlin Clark doubter, criticizer. I don't know if I'd call it a hater, but like, I appreciate what she's done for the game, but I'm not necessarily a fan of hers, right? But like, The only thing I could think of is if somehow, some way they approached her people and she said, yeah, no, I'm not going to be on that poster. I don't want to be on that poster. You know, if there's a Players Association, I would assume she's a part of it. That usually allows you to put anybody on there, but maybe she's got some deal that says, don't put me on posters with other people. I don't know. But outside of something like that, it's a little thing, right? No one would even notice this. But yesterday that made the rounds in the WNBA circles and sports circles because people got mad and said, how dare you not put Caitlin Clark on there? Also, I can't understand why they wouldn't want to do that because you know they would sell more posters if Caitlin Clark's on it because people would buy it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, everyone acknowledges she's good for marketability for the league, and yet doesn't make any sense to me, Tyus.
Yeah, the WNBA messed that up.
to have Sophie Cunningham on here and not Caitlin Clark.
Even Kelsey Mitchell.
Put anybody from the Fever on this if it's not Caitlin Clark.
Could have been Kelsey Mitchell, Aaliyah Boston.
There's that, too.
Yeah.
You could have put better players on it than Sophie Cunningham. Yeah. Like, there's way better players on that roster. So there's a whole bunch of like that. And I don't know what the answer is on that. And again, I'm sure a lot of you didn't wake up this morning going like, what's going on with the WNBA poster? But it's just an example of how sometimes even these brilliant people who run sports leagues that we are told are so brilliant, stuff like this can trip you up, man, and can cause you massive headaches if you're not careful. Like, these leagues have to think about stuff like that. And that one shocked me when I saw that yesterday.
I need Elena Deladon on this, and she's not. She was a bucket.
Yeah, she was. Absolutely.
Why is she
right.
not on this?
Yeah, see? There's so many other WNBA players that I know they only have so much room on there, but you would think there'd be room for Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
By the way, our guys, Central Ohio's World Cup team. Are you aware of this? Ecuador staying in Columbus. They are living, training, playing. This is where when they're not playing their games, home base has been here.
Is that where my neighbor is playing for?
Who's your neighbor again?
Nicholas.
Oh, yeah. Nico Hagan, the crew goalkeeper?
Yes.
Yeah. No, he doesn't play for them. I believe he plays
in Guatemala.
I think that's right.
Okay.
I don't think they qualified. Okay. However, Ecuador training at the crew facility. They've been staying here for the last month for preparation with the World Cup. Today they play Germany at 4 p.m., so it's been fun, boys. Hope you've enjoyed your time in Columbus. I'm rooting for you, but man, that's going to be a tough draw playing Germany. Now, if they win that game, they might be able to stick around, but if they lose that game, or tie it even, I don't think they got a chance.
Oh, Germany's 2-0, I see why.
Yeah, Germany's.
$1,000 to $1,000 get you in.
Did you see what happened in the first game of the Mets Cubs yesterday with all the Norwegian fans?
I did see that.
And they were doing their thing in the stands.
Oh, dude, it's been
after a Cubs home run.
It's literally on TV right now too. We're watching it on ESPN.
That's what I just saw.
The Norway fans are now in New York for their game, and they're having a blast. They're doing the row. They're doing like. I love how soccer fans are like winning the PR battle for soccer by going to other sporting events, having a blast, ignoring the game mostly, and just having fun. And everyone walks away going, yeah, yeah, the game sucked. But those guys rock. Like, that looks like a lot of fun.
That might be the most fun anyone's had at a Mets game this year.
You said it from your lips to David Stern's ears, my friend. That's, yeah, God, what a terrible franchise. Anyway, yeah, World Cup fever, catch it. USA plays tonight, 10 p.m. against Turkey. Does it matter? No. But it matters to those of us who are U.S. soccer fans. We're still excited for the game. All right, we'll hit the buzzer next. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning. Right now we are not watching any major crashes, but still seeing a closure off of Sullivan Avenue near South Terrace because of a down telephone pole. Make it a great day. I'm 10TV's Amy Spegerwald with your fan traffic
details. Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Goodoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Ohio Heating and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
One of these guys still believes he can play in the NFL. It's T-Bone. He says it's because of his low center of gravity. He's dumb. This is Bone and Tyvus.
Joining the program, a guy who's going to be filling in for everybody's favorite uncle, Bo Bishop, Joshua Edward Perry.
You got to put the government out there.
Yeah, yeah. How's it going, buddy?
I'm here to collect.
Are you upset that I manipulated the bet?
I am.
Why? It's all about wording.
See, it feels like somebody who doesn't want to live up to their word right now.
That's not living up. What do you mean? You can't. This is how it was presented to me. This is what he said.
Okay.
He said, "Tyvus, I'll bet you $500 that you can't run a 4.46. I said, "Make it $1,000." That was it.
Okay.
I never said that I was going. If I lost, I would pay $1,000. That's not what I said.
I
was playing with house money. What?
This is what's wrong with society today. We're losing recipes.
Not recipes.
We're losing recipes.
Now, I do feel like when someone says, "I bet $1,000 or $500 or whatever, that this will not happen," then when the person says, "I'll take that bet," that's implied that the other part of that is being accepted, because why would someone put $500 out?
You know what they say about assumptions, right?
I do know what they say about assumptions.
Okay.
I also know
May I jump in?
Go ahead.
He upped the ante.
Yeah.
There's that too.
I was playing with house money. That's why.
There's that too.
Literally, it was for using house money. What was I losing in this?
Let me ask $1,000. Joshua, if the shoe was on the other foot, like if you had said, I don't know, you had bragged that you could do something and Tyvus said, "I bet you can't. I bet you $1,000 you can't." What would your assumption be if you said, "Okay, I agree to this"?
See, Tyvus tried to goat me into this after the race where he was like, "Where'd you run at the combine?" "Well, I'll bet you that you couldn't run your time." And you know what I said? "No, I'm not going to do it because I'm not willing." And you said 5,000. I wouldn't be willing to part with that.
Why not?
What you mean? I know I can't run my time.
That's why I'm willing to put it on the line for you.
Yeah, I know.
That's why he was willing to put it on the line too.
That's my whole point.
So therefore, you knew why? That means you're in the same boat that I'm in.
I'm coming to collect.
There's nothing to collect.
Okay.
But high five.
But a high five, yeah. So, by the way, Wednesday and Thursday of next week, it will be the Tyvus Powell Joshua Perry show on this morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. because I will be out for a couple days. You two are hosting together.
Will either one of us be employable after that is a question we should be asking.
Well, Fish won't be here to fire. We won't know until the following Monday.
Well, he'll be here. He'll be listening because he can listen online.
He can't fire me. He said he would. If he was going to fire me, it would be in person. So I would at least make it to Monday.
Maybe Monday. I mean,
unless
Monday comes early, is what I'm telling you.
Where Dylan got to just like cut the mic off,
or he might call you up and say, "Hey, what are you doing on Friday? I'm back in town. Let's go have lunch." You're like, it's,
that would be crazy.
Oh yeah,
I'm not in town.
I just decided I'm taking 2 weeks off. Sorry, I'm getting out of town. I got time to eat.
Yeah. Oh man.
By the way, did we come up with a fan poll today, Dylan? God, I'm looking right at Jacob Reimer. I say, Dylan.
No,
God.
No, we didn't. All right, what are we doing?
We could do a simple one today because it is late, and I know U.S. soccer. I know apparently Joshua Perry, I'm guessing you're not watching it. Tyvus, you got to get up early tomorrow like I do. You're not watching it.
Not a chance.
Are you staying up and watching USA Turkey tonight, 10 p.m. in the World Cup? USA soccer, I mean, it was like 25 million people watched the last game. Pretty good numbers for them. That's like an NFL playoff game
what
level
time
number.
Did they play? It was at like 3 o'clock.
They played at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's very different than 10 p.m.
Don't people work?
Yeah, people work.
I assume just yes or no?
Yeah, just yes or no.
Okay.
Brought to you by JT's Pizza Pub. But yeah, that's...
I don't think anybody works.
What do you mean?
Traffic is bad 24/7.
That is true.
People watching games in the middle of the day.
Well, they're streamers.
They're streamers
and, or they do content.
Right. Like, my dad, for example, watched what his work day was like once upon a time. I don't think there was like, "Oh, I'm just going to flip this game on in the middle of the day." Like, people were working. Once upon a time in America, we worked.
People were working.
If you had a barbershop, you could.
Well, there's a few things here.
People don't pay bets. They're allergic to work.
I'll pay my bets. I didn't bet no money.
Okay.
So
it was like it was $100 to a donut.
I don't think that was the bet.
Lauren is in the chat letting you know that
We have formula to buy now. Tigers okay. isn't getting a dime right
yeah, there
now.
You go. Right now.
Wow. Y'all should have had that conversation beforehand.
Yeah, these are conversations after the fact, not beforehand. I'm Switzerland here. I want to be neutral.
Okay.
I'm just hearing the news.
They play today.
Switzerland does.
Yeah.
Or did they play? Yeah.
I think they play today.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I'm rooting for them.
Good. Why?
Because I'm always Team Switzerland.
You're not. No, they played yesterday. They played Canada.
Did they win? They did.
Yeah, they won. They beat Canada.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, that's right. No, I lost my train of thought completely. I don't know. Who cares? What's coming up on the show today?
We got Paul Feinbaum. He's going to join the show at 10:30. Of course, going to talk a little college football. A lot of craziness going on, some rule changes, so we'll get into that. Jody Shelley is joining the show as well. Talk a little Jackets, talk a little draft in the NHL. So we got a lot of fun coming up. But I did want to bounce a question real quick.
Go ahead.
That scene from The Sandlot.
Oh, my God.
With Squints.
Yeah.
He felt a little predator-ish when he kissed the lifeguard.
I thought the predator is usually the
he pulled
the
her
older
in.
One.
He yeah. felt like he was dying.
Yeah.
Pulled her in for the long kiss.
Yeah.
And then she had to trot him out of the pool.
Yes.
And then married him.
Doesn't that feel a little predator-ish?
And she married him.
She was groomed.
Shut up. But she's the older one in the situation.
She was the victim.
Okay, fair. I can see how unwanted physical advances, no matter the ages involved.
She married
sure.
him.
Sure.
This was a theme in a lot of movies from that era.
She yeah.
married him.
Go look at who was writing those movies back in the day. A lot of dudes now. Go look who was producing those movies back in the day.
She married him.
No, because they wrote it to work out because they wanted to justify this behavior. I think that's a fair point by you, Josh.
They'll give him that.
I don't know if I can show my kids that movie.
You know what? I award you $1,000 from Tyvus Powell's bank account. Great point. I like it.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services. Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown. For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
All right. I saw this. We were talking about that poster from Caitlin Clark. There's an update on this story. So there's a poster put out by the WNBA. 30 years of the WNBA, all these players on it. Who's not on it? Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. This became a controversy. Well, a little bit of clarity. It does appear that there may have been an easy answer to why this happened. The company that made the poster, sometimes they don't have the individual rights to some of the players, even if they work with the NFL, or the in this case, WNBA PA. Apparently, they may not have had her rights. So that seems like why she was on this poster.
They didn't have the rights to Kelsey Mitchell or Aaliyah Boston.
Well, right? There's that, too. I don't know, man. It's just... makes no sense to me, but that's where we're at. Yeah, this weird controversies. WNBA continues to have them, and I don't know why. Bishop and Friends coming up next. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and happy Thursday. No major crashes across your Central Ohio roadways right now. Seeing things pick up on the north side of 270 near the 315-23 interchange. But again, we are crash-free right now. I'm 10 TV's Amy Steigerwald with your fan traffic.